strategy officer has to make sure that the long-term plans of the company and the short-term execution are aligned. Okay. To me, that is the only thing you have to make sure. And second, very critical thing is capital allocation. Capital, kahan jana chahiye aur kahan nahi jana chahiye. Very important. Because everybody will want more and more money.
Yeah.
Everybody will have a favorite initiative which will become the next $1 billion thing.
Yeah.
And wo jhagda kaise solve hoga? Because capital is always going to be finite.
Yeah.
So how do you prioritize? Kisko milna chahiye, kisko nahi milna chahiye?
Today, it's one of the most special episodes of Figuring Out. Because I get to speak to one of the first angel investors of my new startup. He invested in me. And why did he invest in me is something which you're going to get to know by the end of this episode. Because I've asked him exact questions about what does he look for in a startup founder before he invests. He was one of the senior most partners at McKinsey India. And he's right now the chief strategy officer at UPL. Toshan is one of the finest brains I've ever hosted on Figuring Out. We spoke about ki ek startup ko grow ne ke liye kya kya cheeze chahiye, startup grow kaise hota hai, CEO ka role kya hota hai, COO ka role kya hota hai, CFO ka role kya hota hai, chief strategy officer ka role kya hota hai, ye sare functions kya hote hain, inke under hum leadership teams kaise bana sakte hain aur startup ko apni bahut tezi se aage kaise bada sakte hain. We've spoken about so many of these things from the lens of somebody who has worked on multiple startups, but not only from the lens of the business. We've also spoken about every business analogy in regards to sports. Ki sports se kya kya seekh sakte ho aur apna business kaise bada sakte ho. Aur bahut sari baatein. You need to watch this episode till the end. Because this is one of the genuine hidden gems of India. You must have not heard about him. But I promise you, once you hear him, you'll never stop speaking about him. So make sure that you watch this episode till the end. And please let me know in the comments during the podcast itself that what are the points which stands out for you.
So yeah, on this whole Murphy's Law, so the most successful, you know, sports person in Olympics, take a guess. One people say Michael Phelps.
Yeah, because I was just going to say Michael Phelps.
Because Michael Phelps has 28 medals.
Yeah.
Like he has more medals than most countries.
Yeah.
Together and so on. But Michael Phelps won most of those medals in a 2 Olympics.
Okay.
So very short span of like, you know, 8 years. Usain Bolt won in 3 Olympics.
Yeah.
So all his triple that he used to win. But there is somebody who's won in 5 Olympics.
Five
Olympics. So he started year one, then 4 saal baad, uske 4 saal baad, uske 4 saal baad, uske 4 saal baad.
Okay.
So the kind of effort, consistency, discipline that requires a different level. That's Sir Stephen Redgrave. He's a British rower.
Okay.
Most successful. Matlab, depending on how you measure success of an Olympian, this guy is like at a different level now. He said with the third time when he won for the British team, he and there was another guy called Matthew Pinsent with Steve Redgrave. Both of those were partners. So Matthew was not there for the 5th Olympic, but Steve went on to also do that. So they were discussing, saying, we won 3 times. They were still pushing very hard. And others around them were saying, aap 3 baar to jeet gaye ho.
Bas karo.
Abhi theek hai, aap jeet jaoge. आप तो जीतना ही है ना आपको, तो क्यों, why are you saying let's look at you know how the rowing technique will be, और बहुत सारी चीजें वो देख रहे थे. तो आपको सब पता है, आप इतना टेंशन क्यों है? बोला नहीं, जब मैं पहली बार जीता था ना वो मेरा टाइमिंग देखो, और जो थर्ड टाइम हम जीते हैं ना वो टाइमिंग देखो. जो फर्स्ट टाइम जो हम गोल्ड जीते थे ना, वी वुड नॉट इवन हैव बीन 5th इन द 3rd ओलंपिक्स दैट वी वन. सो द लेवल्स आर गोइंग अप. सो ही सेड व्हाट आई वांट टू डू फॉर द 4th ओलंपिक इज let's assume Murphy's law strikes at its worst to us. So, matlab kya said, everybody write down what can go wrong. Likho, jo likhna hai. People wrote things like, because there were 4 of them in that event, that Coxswain or whatever that event is called. So all 4 of them wrote things like, my mother dies one day before the Olympics. Like, okay, because if you're such a close death, yeah, is happening, then
mentally you won't be
mentally tum kaise compete karoge. and somebody said ki food poisoning last night. I say, there were like several excuses. They ran into like 20 pages. So then he said, now what we will do is, we'll say, this is Murphy's Law at its best. Jab nahi chahiye, worst possible moment pe, your girlfriend is going to tell you, honey, it's over.
Yeah.
Something is going to go wrong. Let's simulate everything. And they literally, step by step, they said, tomorrow is the event. You've been told your mother is dead. He made a funeral happen in the sense, and, but every it was everything else was real except there was no dead person. But it, the emotion, seeing with that emotion that your mother is dead, your breakup has happened, how do you perform? And he was, they tried to measure the impact of everything that goes wrong. He said, "Ko bakwas khana diya taki wo vomiting kare." He said, "Jao dekho abhi kaisa perform kare." He said, "That's the only way." And they won the fourth time and the fifth time. So Murphy's Law is going to happen every time.
Damn. But this is extreme level of championship behavior ethic. In a person.
It's ethic. Why would you not... like, agar jeetna hai,
to kaise bhi jeet.
To jeetna hi hai. Matlab, then don't, let's not make half measures around something went wrong and the Chinese did this and that. And other, then don't be a victim. It's like, we have to be a winner mindset. And his, Steve Rediger's point was, I have won 3 Olympics. I can retire. I can do motivational speaking. I can write a book.
I can do whatever.
But mujhe 4th Olympic jitna hai. Toh main wo kaise jeetu? Matlab, tum log excuse bana loge. Mujhe 4th jitna hai. Because that is the most important
thing for me now. But for 5, you mean they say 20 years the guy was a champion.
24.
Every 4 years happened, no? 5.
Yeah, depends on, because the first Olympic ke liye bhi.
Achha, 4 years.
To the run up to that also, he was at his best. But yeah, at the top of the game.
Incredible. Okay, how did you get to know about the story? I'm just curious.
So, because I just like to read sports biographies. I actually feel that, you know, some of the best role models come from
sports. Who's your role model? There may be many. Just give me one, like, random.
I think Muhammad Ali and Lance Armstrong.
Okay. What's one story about Muhammad Ali which you feel like it makes him your role model? There has to be something about it.
So, when he decided that he will not go to the Vietnam War.
Okay.
Because everybody was being drafted and it was a national cause. He said, look, I don't feel like it. Because I don't believe that they are the enemy. It was a complete outroar against him. Matlab, in those days, it was not like he was trying to be a contrarian and say, ki, sab log ja rahe to main dusra direction mein karke fame le lunga. Muhammad Ali didn't need that fame to do it. And it was not as if, and they told him, ki, yaar, tumko actual war mein nahi bhej rahe. Tumko sirf dress dalna hai. And you have to go in the battlefield. Vietnam mein ek bar jana hai. Soldiers ko thoda aise punch ka photo bito nikalna hai. To motivate them. And so you are going to be completely safe.
Yeah.
Just you have to follow the rules. And his point was, no, I will make my rule. And they stripped him of the boxing title. And it took him like 8 years after he was like reinstated back to, and he started at the bottom again. World champion ko pura nikal ke, sab strip karke, start at the bottom, challenger, again get it back. And resilience and this establishment was completely against him because they wanted him to fail. Lance Armstrong is an extremely controversial figure.
Okay, I don't know about Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong is, till a point in time, was the most successful cyclist.
Okay.
He won Tour de France like, I think 7 times consecutively. Okay. Which is like the toughest cycling race to win in the world. But there were always doping allegations against him.
Doping, okay.
And cycling was completely hit by doping for a long time. And Lance Armstrong being the number one, everybody used to say, ki, wo to kar hi raha hai, dekho.
Allegation at
उसके timings तो इतने phenomenal है तो अगर सब कर रहे तो वो तो definitely कर रहा है.
Okay.
And he admitted it after several years. So he was stripped of everything. मतलब उसके सब medals गए, all fame is gone, everything is gone. But he wrote a book when he was still. He said every second counts. And he wrote a part 2 which says it's not about the bike. Okay. And that, same like what I mentioned about Redgrave, no? बोलता है कि if you have to win a Tour de France, the small things that you have to take care of. So, ki jo main massage gel lagaunga na, wo bhi mujhe check karna hai. पीपल ट्राई टू ऑप्टिमाइज द वेट ऑफ अ बाइक, मतलब बाइक छोड़ो, मैं तो पॉकेट का जो ट्राउजर है ना उसका सीम का वेट भी मैं लेता हूँ, बिकॉज एवरी एडिशनल थिंग इज अ टफ थिंग. सो आई जस्ट थिंक द अटेंशन टू डिटेल दैट ही हैड, बिकॉज ऑर्गेनाइजेशन में हम समटाइम्स द गूफ अप हैपेंस नॉट बिकॉज द सीनियर गाइज आर, द सीनियर लीडर्स आर ऑलवेज ऑन टॉप ऑफ थिंग्स. योर लास्ट लेवल पे किसी ने एक गलत ईमेल लिख दी, कोई साइबर ब्रीच गलत हो गया, एंड एवरीथिंग फॉल्स. आई हैव सीन ऑर्गेनाइजेशन जो एक किसी ने एक इनोकस ईमेल का रिस्पॉन्ड करके दैट हैज बीन द कॉज एक लिटिगेशन में यूज हुआ एंड सो ऑन. सो द वीकेस्ट लिंक विल सिंक द शिप. सो वीक लिंक को कैसे ये करे.
द अटेंशन टू रीड, नो इट मेक्स सेंस. इन फैक्ट व्हेन आई लाइक व्हेन आई वाज आई थिंक आई टुक माय फर्स्ट बिजनेस कॉन्फ्रेंस और समथिंग लाइक दैट वेयर आई वांटेड टू लर्न अबाउट बिजनेस. आई थिंक आई वाज 17 समथिंग लाइक दैट. ओके, और तो मैंने एक फेडेक्स की स्टोरी सुनी थी एंड सिंस देन दैट स्टोरी स्टक विथ मी. सो फेडेक्स का दे प्रॉमिस दैट वी गोना डू वन डे डिलीवरी और समथिंग लाइक दैट अराउंड द वर्ल्ड एवरीथिंग राइट. एंड दे हैव लाइक जॉइंट फैक्ट्री विच 3-4 कन्वेयर बेल्ट्स हियर एंड देयर, एवरीथिंग इज एवरीथिंग विद इंटरलिंक्ड. लाइक देयर वाज नो ह्यूमन इंटरवेंशन एट ऑल.
वाओ,
लाइक कंप्लीटली बिग जॉइंट. ओके, एंड ऑटोमेटिकली the conveyor belt, one conveyor belt stops.
Wow.
But because one stops, the first thing cannot go to second, second cannot go to third, the whole operation stops. Everybody is going, they call the top engineers. Sare bade bade engineers aake, 4 ghanta, 5 ghanta karte rahe, kuch nahi hua. They called outside help, unse kara, kuch nahi hua. Bahut der tak karte, like there was entire factory standing, the warehouse standing, sab khade the. Aur it went on like 8 to 12 hours aur log sab khade the. So, everybody was just like maddening ki top senior levels aa gaya, CEO aa gaya, sab khade ki karna kya hai bhai, ab kaise hoga, kyunki we have made such big promises. Yeah. And us time the campaign was at peak. We are gonna deliver faster than anyone.
And fake news also very serious.
Very seriously. Like India mein, you can still you know, turn around few things and be like, America, bhai, tumne bol diya ek din, matlab ab aana hi hai. Kuch bhi ho sakta hai. So everybody was like, here and there, haywire. So one guy, like the factory labor, he said, yeah, I know a mechanic nearby.
Yeah.
He was there when the factory is getting built.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't we call him? Everybody started laughing, ki itte bade bade engineers hain, kya bakwas kar rahe ho. Like, but the manager was furious. Manager's like, whoever you want to call, try. Ab sabhi kar liya, kar lo. He comes. He sits around, he checks his anchor for 10 minutes and he tightens one screw and then removes another screw. That's it. There was this one screw. Okay. And the machine starts working.
Wow.
Everybody started laughing. Like, you know, everybody started again celebrating this and that. People thanked him. The next day, the guy sends him the bill. The guy sent him the bill was $1,000. So the manager got furious and be like,
ek screw ka kyun?
Haan bhai, ek screw ka tu $1,000 le, tu sirf tight kiya. Right? Bolta screw tight karne ka to $10 hai. $990 iska hai ki kaun sa screw karna. And that like detailing attention, and it was just crazy that it you can have like a biggest of the biggest team, but one job bole the na ekdam chota sa pocket ka weight.
Kuch bhi ho sakta.
Ek screw tight nahi karne ki vajah se wo bas uska friction ruk gaya tha belt ka. And because of that, and I was like, why are you bahut hi. And because an automated system, agar screw proper tight nahi to machine aage nahi
machine aage nahi jayegi. This was also like, there was a this Japanese, this is the 80s when lot of American industries were being hit by Japan and automotive and so on. So the Japanese thing was Six Sigma. That was a very new concept, na, Six Sigma, which is 6 parts in a million can be defective. And so Americans signed a contract with the Japanese saying Six Sigma. तो पार्ट्स आ गए सारे. तो जैपनीज ने ना ऐसे 900,000 व्हाटएवर, नो 5 मिलियन XY व्हाटएवर एक इसमें भेजे क्रेट में, एंड 6 डिफेक्टिव पार्ट्स अलग भेज दिए. उसने बोला कि ये 6 अलग पार्ट्स, ये डिफेक्टिव पार्ट्स क्यों भेज दिए. नहीं, जैपनीज सेड, नहीं यू सेड नो कि 6 सिग्मा. तो विच इज 6 पार्ट्स, वी थॉट यू वॉन्टेड दोज डिफेक्टिव पार्ट्स, सो नन ऑफ दीज अदर पार्ट्स आर डिफेक्टिव. Only the 6 parts are defective. So Americans were like, oh shit. Because Americans thought ki parts aayenge to kuch na kuch defective hoga. Japanese said, no. when we give our parts, there is no defect in those. Defective parts are these. We thought you wanted. So we said, okay, Six Sigma mein bhej do parts. The same attention to detail. And that's what Japanese engineering, Toyotas and so on.
And there's a lot of Japanese engineering things. I say, I'm just thinking about all these stories before we actually get down to the crux of, I want to pick up your brain. UPL se pehle, I wanted to ask her, okay, now you, what is your role you're talking about?
So I look at corporate venture investments, digital, new businesses, carbon, sustainability, M&A.
So what's your position?
Chief Strategy Officer.
Okay. And Chief what strategy. Technically a strategy officer has to do? Like in one, two lines, if you have to tell me, like, how it is.
Strategy officer has to make sure that the long-term plans of the company and the short-term execution are aligned. Okay. To me, that is the only thing you have to make sure. And second, very critical thing is capital allocation. Capital, kahan jana chahiye aur kahan nahi jana chahiye. Very important. Because everybody will want more and more money.
Yeah.
Everybody will have a favorite initiative which will become the next $1 billion thing.
Yeah.
And wo jhagda kaise solve hoga? Because capital is always going to be finite.
Yeah.
So how do you prioritize? Kisko milna chahiye, kisko nahi milna chahiye?
Very interesting.
That's the crux of it.
In fact, do you mind if I go really dumb and like want to understand like the layman things about it?
Of course. Okay.
So I want to understand the roles of the senior positions now. Because when you talked about strategy, right? So let's just talk about one by one, role by role, because I want to understand ki kaise kya hota hai. So if a strategy is done by CSO, that's a position. Chief Strategy Officer.
Yeah.
Okay. So CEO kya karta hai? Like I'll talk about everything, okay? You tell me about every position.
See, I think...
CEO ka kya role hota hai?
See, I feel, and this is my... CEO is the first and last port of call.
Okay.
First and last port. So he is the face of the organization externally. Buck stops with the CEO.
Okay.
And especially in today's day and age, CEO's ka biggest role is also stakeholder management. The CEO has to deal with regulators, capital markets, employees, investors, competitors, suppliers, media, and everybody can say, yaar, ye decision mere pay grade se upar hai. Somebody else should do it. CEO does not have that leeway. He cannot say ki it's like passing the parcel game mein tum le lo. Crisis aa gaya na. So CEO has to be the first. So to me, CEO is also the chief crisis officer. Because everybody, and CEO will have the best, support. But end of the day mein decision, fire karna hai ki nahi karna hai, missile. I mean, it's like the general in the army, right? You can listen, people will inform you, the missile will be ready. But button dabana hai ke nahi dabana hai? That is the CEO's.
That is CEO's role.
Chief Executive Officer.
Okay. So CEO, yeah. Now, follow up to that. What do you think is the most important skill for a CEO to learn?
I think to me the most, if I have to take one, I think it will be storytelling. Because people have to believe in him. Because you are following, right? Organizations are going to develop over time. Rome was not built in a day. Neither will a company jo aaj X hai, wo 100X kaise hogi. Matlab CEO ko dikh raha hai wo vision. And most of the times, only CEO ko dikhta hai. Baki sab to ko pata nahi hai kya hai.
Yeah.
So how do you get people to believe in you?
Very interesting.
Everybody has to believe in you. Yeah. Investors to believe in you, paisa kyun dega tumko? When True. He has 100 options. Employee tumhe kyun join karega? And especially if you say, I cannot pay you the most. But I should believe in you. Culture kiski responsibility hai? CEO ki responsibility hai. So how does he tell the story? Because, and I always say this, CEO's whisper becomes a scream. CEO agar bolega na, I am worried. By the time wo filter hote hote, boss, company problem hai, let's figure out resume kahan bhejna hai. So even if the CEO is worried, he can't be stressed.
Interesting, very interesting, because this is something I told him yesterday about. He's like, what is going to be your role in your startup? Okay, he was asking me, because I was telling him how I'm assembling like the best team in the world. And in my head, I'm like, Avengers assemble, like that kind of thing I'm trying to build. I'm trying to best team in the world, right? And he was asking, what is going to be your role? I was like, in ideals, abhi, to jhaad bhi mujhe lagana hai aur paise hi mujhe lana hai, sab mujhe karna hai. Like it's a startup, right?
Startup.
But in an ideal situation, my job would be CSO and CVO, And what do I mean by that? Chief supporting officer.
Yeah.
That I'll just be there.
Absolutely.
Boss, you are the ops guy. You're handling it. But if you have a problem, I'm there to support you. How will I be able to do that? I don't know, but I'll help you.
I'll help you.
Right? What I'll figure out. CVO is chief visionary officer.
Brilliant.
It's like, I'll be the one. I'll be like, boss, I'm a dreamer. We have the vision. Let's go achieve it. Because if I won't communicate that vision in the company, nobody will be excited to work and like go get that vision. Because everybody is jacketed and working, trying to solve their own problems. I am the only one who has to look outside the problem and be like, this is the moonshot which we want to make.
Think about it. No, so I said, Steve Jobs. Okay. Was Steve Jobs the best coder?
No,
he was not the best coder. Was he the best designer? Johnny Ivey was the best designer.
Best designer, yeah.
Was he the best supply chain, finance and all that? No, he was not. But whose vision was it? Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs kept saying, why was the iPad built? You know, iPad, kyun build hua pehle? First original use case of an iPad was not anybody telling Steve Jobs. Usne market research ka nahi kiya tha. Steve Jobs was sitting in his toilet and he had newspapers. So newspaper geela hota hai toilet mein. You're like, if I can have a device which I can use in the toilet to read and get efficient and get ready, that will be what it. But that was his dream. And then making sure everybody believes in it, because you will always have naysayers.
Yeah.
There are more critics than supporters generally. If you're successful, there'll be more critics always. Mm. And as somebody said, you are measured by the size of your problems. So yeah. Steve Jobs was fired, was almost bankrupt and all of those things. But he led and because of his vision. Now, usme bhi, there is another thing. Like, again, my favorite analogy, sports. The most successful football manager, statistics aside, is Alex Ferguson.
Yeah.
Manchester United. Okay. 13 times and European leagues and all. Was he the best football player? Was Scottish Rangers ke liye khelta tha. He was not the best football player. No. But why? He was the CEO of Manchester United.
Yep.
He knew which players to pick, whom to bet on, how to build a next generation team, how to manage the owners of Manchester United, how to make sure fans ko mil raha hai, how to think about merchandising, how to monetize Man U as a franchise. Now, he's thinking of all of that. He's connecting on field and off field. Who's playing now? Of course, he needs an Eric Cantona. He needs the Paul Ran Giggs and Paul Scholes of the world to be playing for him. But he has to be tough.
Yeah.
When they were almost at the last, uski vision thi. None of the players even believed ki hum kuch kar sakte. Wo to bol rahe the, humko relegation se bachao. Relegation? Main to jeetne ki soch raha hu. Main soch raha hu ki EPL ke baad hum European League kaise jeete. Matlab Champions Cup mil sakta hai kya next year? Players were like shocked. So his vision was jaw-dropping. I mean, as you rightly said, chief visionary. Because oftentimes, all of the dots that are happening, the CEO is in the best position because the CEO is meeting people outside. He's going and seeing somebody. He's connecting the dots. Everybody else is siloed. Mera ye function hai. Where does it all come together?
Yeah.
CEO level.
Very, very fascinating. I'm getting... It's going at a good pace. I'm liking how we just started. It feels like this is a common question or a common conversation which most of the people have, but they don't have clarity around it. And we're just uncovering that. And I want to go deeper on this, sure. Okay? So quickly tell me, ki CEO mein, what do you think are the top three books as a CEO, like somebody who aspire to become CEO or is a CEO should read? As per you, complete perspective.
Ray Dalio's Principles.
Okay.
A phenomenal book because Ray Dalio is one of the most successful hedge fund managers
in the world.
More importantly, Ray Dalio writes what makes him successful and what he's failed. Very few people write about them when they are still doing it. Because you're very worried. Retirement ke baad, you can always look back and say, I was so successful because I did this 40 things. He's still there and he's still writing what makes me successful. I think Ray Dalio's Principles is one.
You know, Ray Dalio says one thing which I heard it in a podcast. He's like, I've completely eliminated the choice of food in from my life. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't.
He's like, I eat the same breakfast forever. And I've been eating that since forever.
But you know, this is called a paradox of choice. Okay, jo isme bahut research hai. And if you see, like Einstein wore the same suit every day. He had like 20 same suits. So you will be like, arey, ye tum kyun suit ye kar rahe ho? Nahi, because I think there is a whole thing of saying your brain power that you can actively use now, effort is limited.
Yeah.
Okay, don't waste it on stupid choices. Stupid. Ye karu ki wo karu, and I'm like, oh, should I eat this? Should I have carbs? No. Just simplify. Tim Cook does that same thing. Yeah. I know we go back to Apple. Uska sandwich, whatever, that salad and grilled chicken thing. Tim Cook just only does that. It's like, chahiye kyun? There is no, don't complicate life.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so this was again, this was done by, again, one of the billionaires. I think Elon Musk said it, that ki every human being has the ability to take decisions daily. तो अगर तुम जितने डिसीजन लेते हो जितने ज्यादा लेते जाओगे उसका तुम्हारा डिसीजन फटीक हो जाता है एंड तक.
करेक्ट.
सो सारे छोटे छोटे डिसीजन एलिमिनेट कर दो ताकि यू कैन ओनली फोकस ऑन द डिसीजंस व्हिच आर रियली इंपॉर्टेंट. सो स्टॉप वरिंग अबाउट व्हाट यू आर वेयरिंग इन द ऑफिस, व्हाट यू आर ईटिंग, हाउ यू आर गोइंग, व्हाट्स गोना बी लाइक, जस्ट एलिमिनेट लिटिल थिंग्स व्हिच यू कैन, राइट? एंड हिज पॉइंट वाज नॉट लाइक नॉट एलिमिनेट एवरीवेयर इन लाइफ, एलिमिनेट व्हेन इट्स नॉट इंपॉर्टेंट. If you want to go to a party and you want to go with someone, go dress up, think about where you're going to date, and because that's in that moment, that's an important decision.
Yeah.
Right? But if you're just going to office and your most important thing is to talk to your investors, who cares whether you're wearing black or white or gray?
Yeah. And I think there was a whole thing of eliminate, if not automate.
Mm.
So most of us always also say ki yaar ye bill pay karna hai, kahan karna hai. Automate kar do, standing instructions dal do. You can always go back and yeah. check it. But there is always like, eliminate what you can, rest at least automate. So that whatever you are spending time on is by far most critical issues that you are focusing on.
I know. There's Nawal ka bhi quote hai, which says that if you're not actively using your creativity to take decisions, then eliminate, delegate or automate.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a cool. Like, tell me second book. The first book was Ray Dalio's Principles.
Ray Dalio's Principles. I think second one, thoda philosophical hai, is Marcus Aurelius's Meditations.
I was just gonna say this. Okay.
Really? Yeah. This is phenomenal. I mean, that time's most powerful person, Emperor of Rome, is writing about so many things which I think are relevant to a CEO. Because as an emperor, he had a certain, you know, public image, persona, a lot of decisions, and he was writing it down. But he was also writing down as a father, as a husband. CEOs have a role to play. They are the chief executive officer of a company, but they are also, they have other relationships, there are other things which are important to them. And Marcus Aurelius, I think, did a great balance between these two things. And third would be Life Imitates Chess by Garry Kasparov.
Okay.
Where actually Kasparov, because he was first a grandmaster, then he got into like, he would have almost become the Russian president and he took on Vladimir Putin.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. He was standing as an independent and trying to galvanize, but again, very difficult to, take on Putin. Obviously, the world hasn't been able to do that. But what he says is, look, as a CEO or as in life, all of us have resources. Okay. It could be money, it could be our talent, capabilities. And chess is also about how do you marshal resources. Okay. And at the start of the game, you may be whoever you are. You may be Garry Kasparov, Magnus Carlsen, but you also have the same number of pieces. I also have the same number of pieces.
Yeah.
You are also going to, your pieces will also follow the same rule. So it's like in life, you are also going to have 24 hours. I'm also going to have 24 hours. Maximize what you can. Now, of course, Garry Kasparov then says, you know, how life is all about building positional advantages, sacrifices. It's a very important thing. He says, life may be like in chess. Sometimes you have to give up something.
To gain something.
To gain some bigger advantage. Now, you may have to give up personal life if you are going for professional success. Sometimes you may have to say, I may have to compromise my, you know, something which was important in the medium term for something which is near term. You cannot get everything.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what he said, the grandmasters of chess and of life know what their end game is. He said, for a grandmaster to win, he doesn't need, between two grandmasters, it's a very equal position, always. Because sab log ne kitabe padhi hai, everybody knows, today's day and age, to tumhara sare games ka analysis mere paas pada hai, meri puri team ye kare, tum jo white khelte ho, tab kya khelte ho? Tumhare Sicilian defenses and all. So, in today's day and age, he says, as a CEO, you know everything about all the companies around you. You know everything about your consumers. You know everything. So data is available. Track record is available. I know everything about your investors. You know everything about mine. So when we are competing or in the market, information is not a thing. But then how do you start building small advantages? Because a grandmaster, one pawn advantage is enough for a win. because you will exchange all pieces. Your king, my king, I have one pawn left. I'm going to win broadly at a grandmaster level. So he says, that's what life is. And he explains beautifully how, as a CEO, you need to think about risks that you take, risks in business, you take risks on people. He explains very importantly, the biggest risk CEOs take is not in business. They know their business very well. You take a risk on people every single day. Isko hire kar raha hun. Will he fit in with my existing team?
Yeah.
But I'm hiring because he's spiky. Uske kuch aur special hai. That's why I'm hiring him.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's I'm hiring him because he's different.
Hmm.
And then I'm wondering whether what will the rest of my team say? Oh, they're different hai. Meri team aisi hai. So how will the integration work? So biggest risk CEO's take is on people. Yeah, yeah. And that's what he was saying. How as a, from the principles of chess to the principles of business and life. So that's what would be my third book for.
As very interesting. What's the full name of the book? Last one?
Life Imitates Chess.
I'm intrigued to read it, honestly. And I'm not like a big reader. Like I've read like, I think 200 books till now or something like that. But I don't like reading. I force myself to read for a problem which I'm going through in life because I feel problems get solved through books.
No problem. I mean, this, the Harry Potter lady, J.K. Rowling, says, if you think you don't like reading, you just haven't got the right books.
I know, but it's just, I felt the same thing, but itni books padhne ke baad bhi nahi. My point is, it's not like that I don't like reading. I love watching more.
That's a different.
That, yeah, right. So I feel like, let's say read about Steve Jobs, I would rather watch his movie. So that's the whole idea. If
you have also podcasts, audio books. So the formats are very different.
Exactly.
I think it's more, somebody has spent so much time doing something, so you just get the gist.
Or you
have those apps which tell you the summary of a book. summary.
I'm not a big fan of summaries, honestly. Like, I just feel like summaries are good. It's like trailers. I will go deeper in that book. It's a good way for that. But I don't think that should be a primary source of information for XYZ thing.
What are the three most phenomenal books you've read?
Wow, that's a good one. One is Contagious. Again,
okay.
It's about, story and what sticks around and how people talk about your stuff. Okay. Like, how can you make it contagious?
Contagious.
Okay. That is one. Second is Influence, which I really like. Influence, have you read it?
No, I haven't.
So it's about psychology of persuasion. That's one of the best and the most common thing I've read in the book. The most common thing, but it's so good that if you understand that, so many things, like, you know, so many things get solved for you. And the thing is, people like people who are like them, or people like people who like them.
If
I like you, you'll probably like me. Or if we both are similar, then also you like me.
Wow.
It's very powerful. It's so simple, but it just gives you everything to build relationships with people, with strangers instantly.
So that's the second, Influence. What's the third?
So first is Contagious. Second is Influence. Third, it's a tough one. Let me... I'm thinking of 2-3. I really like The Almanac by Naval Ravikant.
Okay.
It's a very simple one, but I like it.
It's a great book.
I like it. So it's like, I don't want to go like, I can give you one more, but I wanted to specifically give this one because this is like the basic, which people can read. It's a feel good book. It just goes on. Life's
it's
good
nice
type kind of.
Nice. I've read that one. I've read. Yeah. I haven't read the
other two.
No, you should. No, I will. Contagious and Influence.
If you believe storytelling is something which you like,
absolutely.
First two books are really good. Okay. I was gonna say 48 Laws of Power, but
also good.
It's also good. Again,
but I think it has a Chanakya / Machiavellian feel to, especially the examples are.
Bang on.
Very much like devious, manipulative. So it has some connotation. You have to like be able to
do that. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the second position. CEO, we talked about.
Yeah.
What's the role of a CFO? When you said that CSO ka capital allocation role hai, toh CFO ka kya role hai phir?
So I think CFO, there
financial officer.
Chief financial officer. I think there are 2-3 things. And first is there is operational finance. Tankha milni chahiye sabko. नहीं मिलेगी तो मतलब फाइनेंस सिस्टम में गड़बड़ है तो द फर्स्ट रायट विल हैपन बिकॉज इफ सैलरी गेट्स डिलेड सीएफओ हैज टू मेक श्योर नथिंग गोज रॉन्ग वेंडर पेमेंट्स सप्लायर्स तो ऑपरेशनल फाइनेंस का ये
ठीक है
आई थिंक द सेकंड वन इज रियली देयर इज अ कंप्लायंस रोल the CFO. Audits, you know, frauds, risk management, legal. Because most of the time, legal also gets into the CFO's department. And regulatory, there is so much that a CFO has to do because itne sare laws comply karne padte. And the larger the company, the more the amount of entities and laws that you have. Yeah. And a CFO really is like the first, I mean, some companies may have a chief risk officer who may also report to the CFO, but CFO really has to understand all the laws, regulations. He's a line of defense. First, he's operational. He's almost like a line of defense against fraud, risk, investor, capital markets. Hajar log uske piche aayenge, tax wale aayenge, sab kuch hoga usko, CFO. And I think the third one, and which again, sometimes blurs between chief strategy officer and CFO, is things like M&A, capital allocation. Some people put it under CFO. Some people say, no, that is a lot more, for lack of a pun unintended, a lot more strategic.
Okay.
And CFO may not have the bandwidth because there are lot of operational things. Treasury hoti hai ki daily you are going to be borrowing, lending money, you have to do hedging activities, and larger the company, each one of these activities are like billions of dollars. So you cannot afford, and by the time you get to quarter end, numbers close karne hai,
yeah,
provisions to think about, year end, uske baad if you are a listed entity, then you will have hundreds of conferences, investor road shows, and analysts, and also CFO is a very, very tough. I actually empathize with CFOs a lot because you have operational issues and you have very strategic issues.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, this is so true. I was just having a conversation with a co-founder and usne bola yaar CFO ka kya karenge? Main abhi zarurat hi nahi hai. So he's like, abhi kyun zarurat nahi hai? Main kyunki CFO ka real meaning hota hai chief firefighting officer. So jab firefighting position mein aayenge tab hame chahiye. Abhi start hi nahi hui firefighting. How are you going to do?
And if you look at, you know, historically how did a CFO role evolve? You should just take, see, it was earlier meant to be ek lala ka ek munim hota tha.
Haan.
Sare galle pe baith ke tum dhanda kar rahe ho na, cash kitni aa rahi hai, cash kitni ja rahi hai, books bahi kitab barabar likhi hai ki nahi, government ko tax records dene hai. So you had a bookkeeping. No, started accountants, the bookkeeping ek subject ho jata, bookkeeping, management accounts, that was the role. Then it became bookkeeping nahi. You need, there are a lot more control. So you became financial controller. So bookkeeper became a financial controller. Then you said, no, but you are business barabar kar raha hai ki nahi dekhna chahiye na, to kisi ko audit bhi karna chahiye. So you had accounting, audit, and then you said, no, this guy is actually responsible for lot more higher value stuff also, because over time softwares took over. Now everybody has like Oracle or Tally and so on. So yeah, basic stuff is not done by the CFO or by a person. Machines have taken that over.
Yeah,
you may sometimes need like reconciliations run karne ke liye and all. Then you said, no, maths and English needs to marry. I think CFO is a person jahan maths or English marry hota hai. Sales bol raha hai, boss main to daba ke chalo celebrate karte hai. Boss, sales badh raha hai, dekha profitability nahi hai. Who will be that? And sometimes it will be like, inventory nahi aayi hamare paas. Departments are fighting. Yeah. Oftentimes CFO is the person who is the single source of truth. Like, ye number hai bhai. This is what we are reporting. This is what we are signing off on. You may think you are doing a great job, but it is not reflecting in the numbers. Oftentimes, hundreds of times we'll have, ye pilot project launch kar raha hai, bahut successful ho gaya. Kahan dikh raha hai? P&L mein to aaya nahi. लेकिन नहीं नहीं हमने तो हमारे रीजन में ये कर दिया, ये हो गया, सो बल्ले बल्ले, एवरीबॉडी इज सेलिब्रेटेड, बट इट हैज नो इंपैक्ट. एंड सीएफओ इज एक्चुअली द कस्टोडियन हु सेइंग, गाइस, इज मनी बीइंग वेल स्पेंट. चाहे वो मनी प्रमोटर का खुद का हो, चाहे वो इन्वेस्टर का हो, सीएफओ को वो जवाब वो ही देना है कि भाई पैसा है, रिटर्न ऑन कैपिटल कितना आ रहा है, रिटर्न ऑन इन्वेस्टमेंट हो रहा है कि नहीं हो रहा है, हाउ आर एबल टू प्रूव इट. एंड यू सी दिस, यू सी, I would name entities, but jab accounting fraud jab discover hote hai, we can talk about the past. Satyam.
Yeah.
A company which was flying high, destroyed in one day. Enron. These were all Fortune. Enron to was like a Fortune 10 company. Forget 500.
Yeah.
Accounting. So that's why, you know, CFO is also a very trusted role.
Yeah.
Because that's why the whole bar on, you know, whenever a CFO is fired or say CFO change hota hai, तो लोग डरते क्यों? बॉस, सीएफओ का ये क्या होगा? कुछ तो, सो इट्स अ वेरी वेरी ट्रस्ट रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी वाले पोजिशन. एंड फायर फाइटिंग क्राइसिस हो गया, तो इट्स वाई द चार्टर्ड अकाउंटेंसी इंस्टीट्यूट, यू इंसिस्ट ऑन की सीएफओ के कोई क्राइटेरिया होने चाहिए, यू शुड बी नोइंग द बेसिक्स ऑफ अकाउंटिंग, लॉ, टैक्सेशन. गड़बड़ तो वही होती है. एंड सीएफओ को यू हैव अ नोज ना स्मेल की इज इट हैपनिंग राइट और नॉट, इज एवरीथिंग ओके या कुछ गड़बड़ है कहीं पर.
Just the CFO. You know, just thinking of that thought, just finding someone like that and then trusting is so difficult, right? Yeah,
it's very difficult. And that's why some of the most successful companies are always built when you have a CEO and CFO whom they trust.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see that. Large companies, when they grow, the CEO and CFO will have grown together. And because usko pata hota hai ki the CEO is the growth and vision. Boss, end mein capital kharcha ho raha hai ki nahi, budget meet ho raha hai ki nahi. CFO has to get into that. Well, CEO will have no time. Well, numbers dekho, uska CFO is the person who has to go through every line of that contract and say, boss, barabar clauses dale hai ki nahi. To CEO ke paas utna time bhi nahi aur hona bhi nahi chahiye. He is painting the next bold growth story. He's painting the next bet. CFO is his counterfoil. Very important role.
Perfect. Ah, so now, we covered CEO. We covered CFO. What's the COO role? What's the ops guy's role? Because I've heard that every time you talk to or spoken to like at least 5-7 chief operating officers in the country, because I was finalizing the position for my company, right? All the ops guys said that find someone who can replace you.
Yeah.
And why do they say that?
The COO in many ways is the second in command. Generally, because CEO is one level above, uska bahut external role hota hai. COO key thing is, his role is very much
internal.
Operations, day to day. Dhanda chal raha hai, dhanda chalana hai. The title can be chief growth officer, chief operating officer, chief revenue officer, chief business officer. Titles bahut hote hai. CXO mein to I think it is the joke. but COO is the guy who is making sure ki CEO ko na, ek bar conceptualize ho gaya, vision ho gaya, ab wo baith ke process flow, ye wo, beyond a certain level, CEOs don't do that. CEOs, what they do is they typically will pick on something which is either exciting or difficult.
Yeah.
Okay, because difficult hai to CEO ko ghusna hi hai crack karne ke liye. Kya usa exciting hai, his passion project hai, passion ye bada naya dhanda karna hai. But abhi wo kar liya na, abhi you have launched, the business is stable. Abhi next wave of growth ke liye CEO ka na, incremental time wo kya karega? Wo to pareshan ho jayega. Like, yaar, ye, wohi discussion, growth is there. Yaar, main kya karun? So then the CEO comes in to say, bills are being paid, everything is going fine, customers are happy, product is manufactured, quality defects nahi hai. So he's making sure that it's happening there. And at some stage, because he understands the business, in case the CEO wants to step out, they go to chairman role, because everybody has some other step to do. The CEO may step in into that role. Not all organizations have COOs. Sometimes hota bhi nahi hai, because you may have a head of sales and you may have head of manufacturing. Now, sales and manufacturing may never report together because they're very different kind of things. They merge only at CEO level. Sometimes you say ki nahi nahi, ye operations has sales, operations has sourcing, logistics, everything. In which case, the CEO role becomes critical. Essentially, it's a span breaker between CEO and separates out mundane stuff, which is no longer in pilot, innovation, chalega ki nahi, chal raha hai, ho raha hai, make sure it works clockwork orange. That's the COO's role.
Okay, so is there, I missed the book on the finance as well. What's the best book of the finance and the best book of operations, if you can think of any?
I cannot, your finance and ops, lot of the books I read are typically around, this Eliyahu Goldratt was the professor who created this theory of constraints.
Okay.
In a factory and so on. So in ops, that's considered to be like the Bible, Eliyahu Goldratt's theory of constraints ke books. But I cannot think of like a CEO equivalent thing. The only thing I would say for a CEO or CFO is eventually they either retire or they have to become CEO. So how does a CFO really develop that skill set? And it happens. I mean, just now if you see Lakshman Narasimhan, who's become the CEO of Starbucks. Lakshman is a very good friend. And he was the CFO at Pepsi before. He was a regional CFO of one of Pepsi's businesses, then global CFO, then became CEO at Reckitt, and then CEO at Starbucks. That is one trajectory that you often take. Is CFO ko external aata hai, he understands enough about the business, he can ask the right questions, he knows how to handle board members, how to handle investors. Does the CFO know enough about operations, do level niche ghus ke problem solve? Agar usse aata hai, to eventually wo achha CEO ban sakta hai. CEO ke liye alag hai. Does he have the passion for numbers? Will he be very comfortable, or does he really need to, ki numbers are very difficult, accounting standards, cross-border stuff, M&A, CEO ne kabhi kiya nahi hai. तो उनका नेक्स्ट प्रोग्रेशन अलग होता है, बट दैट्स द एसेंशियल डिफरेंस
बिटवीन.
बट आई कुडंट टेल वन बुक फॉर दोज.
नो, बट थ्योरी ऑफ कॉन्स्टेंट्स इफ पीपल वांट टू रीड एंड गो.
या थ्योरी ऑफ कॉन्स्टेंट्स इज अ वेरी गुड वन. इज अ वेरी गुड वन. एंड देयर आर लाइक अ सीरीज ऑफ बुक्स देयर बाय द वे फॉर एनी कॉर्पोरेट. नो आई वुड एनी पर्सन. डिलबर्ट इज द बाइबल. स्कॉट एडम्स रोट अ सीरीज ऑफ बुक्स कॉल्ड डिलबर्ट. इट्स अ सटायर ऑन कॉर्पोरेट लाइफ.
Okay.
But whatever Dilbert says and does is like phenomenal.
Okay. I want to pick this up because you said corporate. Okay. And we don't use this word very often these days. It's all startups. Right.
But what is a startup? Startup is also corporate. Maine start kiya na aaj. So when a established entity starts a new thing, it becomes like a incubation. It becomes like a department or it becomes a new business. When somebody who is fresh starts up, it's a startup. There is nothing, no difference. Usme kya hai? Tum, you are hiring people, you are doing business, you will raise money. So there is no.
It's kind of the same way. Same I was thing. Just going to say, is there like any difference?
There is no difference.
People say
I will come to the difference, but see, 10 saal baad bhi people say we are a startup. 10 saal ho gaya yaar. Matlab kitna? 20 saal baad bhi tum bolega main startup hi hoon.
Amazon bolta hai hum aaj bhi startup hai.
But see, now what has happened, no? Lot of traditional companies have understood that startups ka advantage kya hai? Do advantages ke. Ek advantage hai funding ke from private investors. When you are a listed entity, you have tons of constraints.
Yeah.
Reporting, public money, it's important. When you are a private, flexibility bahut jyada hai, which leads to speed. A corporate sometimes faces a lot of, you know, you need approvals, you have a process. Startup mein kabhi kabhar hota hai ki, teen log baith ke karna hai. Done hai yaar, chalo, kar lete yaar, kal subah kar lete yaar, chalo, let's do it. Now, that is what, and Steve Jobs also talks about it, saying garage, okay? Or Facebook. The flexibility Facebook had, the speed at which Facebook could move. Today, Facebook cannot move even like 1,000th of that speed.
Yeah.
Regulation, yeah. Meta, there will be 400 regulatory will come. Other people will come and put a spoke in the middle. Their own employees will say, humko ye nahi karna. Think about it. Size, it's just a matter of size. When you scale up, no, scale requires processes and systems, which kills the reason why the startup was fast in the first place, which was flexibility, agility. So I think startups, in that word, need to adopt some of the systems and processes of the larger entities, because you cannot be in multiple countries, you cannot have thousands of employees if you don't put some basic processes and systems in place. Everything cannot be a new problem to solve every day. अरे वो हो गया यार, वो पहली बार हमने सॉल्व कर लिया, अभी ये एक प्लेबुक है, इसी को रिपीट करो. ऑल्सो यू कैन नॉट से कि मैं इसमें क्रिएटिविटी दिखाऊंगा. भाई टैक्स लॉ में क्रिएटिविटी नहीं है. तुम क्रिएटिविटी वहां मत दिखाओ, वो पे वो टैक्स कोड दिया है. यू कैन नॉट ब्रेक सम ऑफ दिस. सो एंड ऑफकोर्स ट्रैविस कलानिक हैड सेड दिस इज इनोवेशन हैपेंस इन द ग्रे एरिया बिटवीन व्हाट इज लीगल एंड इलीगल. कुछ वो पूरा इलीगल नहीं है, पूरा लीगल नहीं है. लॉ इज साइलेंट ऑन इट. तो मैंने कर दिया. अब तुम बताओ इलीगल कहां है. एंड समटाइम्स व्हाट हैपेंस इज रेगुलेटर्स रियलाइज कि नहीं नहीं ये कंज्यूमर बेनिफिट में, देश के हित में है, सो लेट्स चेंज द लॉ. सो उबर पुश रेगुलेशंस टू चेंज, अदरवाइज टैक्सी यूनियंस, टैक्सी लॉबीज ने तो बंद ही कर देते उसको.
ऑपरेट इन द ग्रे एरिया.
बट इफ ऑल द फिनोमिनल पेटीएम, विजय शेखर शर्मा, फिनोमिनल अगेन. Fundamentally, why should a wallet have existed? पैसा ट्रांसफर करने के लिए बैंक अकाउंट है ना. तुम्हारा बैंक अकाउंट है, मेरा बैंक अकाउंट है. पहले भी मैं चेक से ट्रांसफर कर सकता था, बैंक अकाउंट टू बैंक अकाउंट कर सकता था, NEFT था. वॉलेट क्यों है? प्रीपेड वॉलेट की कोई जरूरत ही नहीं थी. बट एजिलिटी, वेन डीमॉन हैपेंड, पेटीएम रातों रात कॉलेज स्टूडेंट्स को हायर करके QR कोड लगा के बोला, बॉस डीमॉन है, कैश नहीं ले सकते हो, पेटीएम करो. दैट इज एजिलिटी. कॉर्पोरेट को अगर वो करना होता ना, दे वुड से कैसे करें, कैन वी हायर टेम्स, टेम्स की पॉलिसी क्या होगी, उनको ओवर टाइम देंगे कि नहीं देंगे, जेंडर इक्वालिटी इंश्योर करनी है टेम्स की नहीं करनी है. दीज आर नॉट रॉन्ग क्वेश्चंस, बट स्पीड, व्हाट ही कुड डू इफ नाउ इफ पेटीएम हैड टू डू लाइक, ऑफकोर्स पेटीएम व्हेन दे बिकेम अ बैंकिंग लाइसेंस, बैंक लाइसेंस मिला, RBI रैप्ड देम, कि ये गलत है वो गलत है. क्रिप्टो सेम थिंग हैपेंड विद सम ऑफ द क्रिप्टो एक्सचेंजेस की. It was innovative, phenomenal innovation. Hai na crypto? Who controls crypto? There is again a famous book, Bitcoin Billionaires, okay, which talks about the story of the Winklevoss brothers, how Facebook ke debacle ke baad, they became the world's first Bitcoin billionaires. And he talks there about all of this, saying he should Bitcoin have gone the route of no not regulated by any country, but moment you start becoming big, regulated in every country comes after you.
Yeah.
So better, how do you balance between regulation, systems, procedures, and agility of a startup?
Very interesting point. And now I want to get deeper in this particular. By the way, just quickly put out, temps mean temporary people.
Temporary
right?
people, yeah. Temporary. Because you can, overnight you could not hire full time, no? So part time, contractual, hire karke, laga do, tod do. That's the ambition of Vijay Shekhar Sharma. That's the speed he could do it.
Afford to do that. Now he can't. Now he has to be.
He has to think. RBI ka regulation kya hai? And RBI may be interesting. Hai. Do I ask for approval or do I ask for forgiveness? It's a very important distinction. Na? Aap, sir, please, I want to do this. Aap approve kar do. Aapke current regulation mein nahi hai. Or do I say, boss, kar do pehle. Bolenge to baad mein bolenge, galti ho gayi. What is the penalty to be paid? So very important. And some regulators and some people always approach it with a forgiveness mindset. Baad mein forgiveness maang lenge. Some people say, nahi yaar, forgiveness nahi. Approval maango pehle. What is right, what is wrong? Depends on context. Depends on the individual.
Say it. I liked it. Forgiveness, approvals. This is, this can be true for every startup operating in every field.
Absolutely.
If you come with the right context, it can just change the whole thing.
And Spotify, I mean, Napster. What's the difference between Napster and Spotify? Napster, legalities were not there. Over time, you pushed, you lobbied all the actors in the music artists and said, ki boss, wo record company chori kar rahi hai. They are making money off you. Why are you not going to do? Kar diya na. Record company ended. But unfortunately, Napster had to shut down.
Yeah.
Because the first innovator, wo hota hai na, ki bagawat mein jo pehle bhagta hai, usko goli lagti hai. Baad mein, of course, it happens and that person is a martyr. Yeah. But somebody has to be willing to be that martyr. And even in the startup system, people have been the martyrs in that.
Yeah. That it has happened. Like in fact, if you look at in a country, e-com or D2C, there are so many martyrs talking about, and then it's just gone. I don't even want to name them, but it's just we all know. Pehle kya ads aati thi, kya karte the, aur ab it just has different. And the heroes of today, which we see, they were not the first innovators. Not at all.
And sometimes they learned from the first guys.
They didn't make the same mistake.
And they didn't make the same mistakes. Yeah. Correct.
And there's a lot of, I mean, with a lot of stuff, there's a lot to do with timing as well.
Absolutely. Timing is everything. Yeah. Timing is, sometimes you are just like at the right, most of the times you're at the right place at the right time. And you were there when it took off. Like Infosys took off 1991. Infosys was there, ready when India opened up and allowed, you know, pehle varna ek export LC karne ke liye, you know, 45 days lagao. Infosys was there when the liberalization happened.
But just completely changed the way.
Changed the world.
Yeah. In fact, there's with the startup context, Peter Thiel says this, that don't chase for a bigger market. Like I don't look at the TAM. Total addressable market mein dekhta hi nahi ho, koi sense nahi banta, kyunki aaj ka market koi random nahi hai. I care about an industry which is growing, jiska TAM bahut bada hoga. Kyunki jo grow hote ja raha hai, uske saath saath agar wo 1000x bad gaya, to tum 10x, 20x to ban hi jaoge. Because wo pura grow ho gaya.
Pura grow ho raha hai. Correct.
Agar tum 1000x mein already ab 10x banne ki koshish kar rahe ho, to nahi hoge, because somebody, the reason it's 1000x, because somebody has made it 1000x.
Correct.
Right?
Absolutely.
So that's, and I really like that analogy, ki market nahi hai, jo ban raha hai, uske, usme kudo.
Yeah.
That's what Uber did. That's what Google did. That's what I think Apple did. All of these people did the same.
Pain points. You're also looking at something is a big pain point. Movement has already started. Sustainability. Movement has already started. Anybody know who takes off carbon ho ya NFTs? I mean, these are all movements which are there. So you're riding the wave.
Hmm.
It's always easier to ride the wave and be the good surfer than try to swim against it and say, well, mushkil hota hai. People may, but...
Very rare. But give me a quick your note on
CEO
this.
CEO ho gaya tha hamara. If you want to move to that.
We will come down to that. I just want to, for a thread, what do you feel? Starting a business in a trend is more like, should be the logical thing to do. Or starting a business in something which you are passionate about or fundamentally it speaks to you is more important.
Yeah, I think this is always a dilemma. Saying tailwind hai already. Wahan pe karo, and you know, rising tide will lift all ships. Wala. Versus, you know, I'm the contrarian. Sab log left ja rahe, main akela right ja raha. How do you do that? At least my simple angle there is, you know, opportunity is where passion meets pragmatism.
Okay. What do you mean by that? So, go deeper on it.
Passion. Mujhe ye karna hai. You will never be good at something you don't like. So you cannot be forced to like something because it is a trend. Kare boss, wo bada trend hai. But you're not passionate about it. You are not passionate about fitness. So fitness revolution ho raha hai. People will do keto. People will do gym. Ye cult fit. Yo, jo bhi hai wo. You are not passionate. To wo dikhega. Authenticity nahi hai tumhari.
Yeah.
So if you're going back, tum story kaise banaoge? Tum kaise usme vision apna karoge jab tum passion nahi ho? Second is pragmatism. Okay. I think Warren Buffett, or I think it's Warren Buffett who said this, ki markets can remain irrational a lot longer than how much your wallet will allow you to sustain. Okay. So pragmatism, tumko wo bhi thoda dekhna hai ki bhai main agar today, for example, I believe for whatever reason, I'm just making this a point ki I don't want to do sustainability. Main kuch aur hi ye karna chahta hun ki, say tobacco. I want to now start a tobacco company. Okay. People are saying ki cigarettes, nahi, mujhe wo hi karna hai. I'm very passionate. But I have to be pragmatic ki saying, how am I going to sell this vision? The best investors are going to say, boss, sustainability, ESG. My employees who may smoke themselves, but they don't want to be promoting lung cancer and so on. People are putting companies on blacklists and red lists and all. So I may believe that tobacco is the biggest generator of revenues. Plus alcohol and tobacco, vices from a government standpoint, why don't we make it zero?
Yeah.
It is never revenue. It's always US may, the biggest thing is, you know, US may the number one cause of death is gun violence. Yeah, to police ke galti se gun fire hoti hai, ya koi school mein jaake gun leke AK-47 tak leke jata hai. Why don't they ban it completely? No, because the NRA is a very, very powerful lobby. They have their reasons. They have the Second Amendment, everything. But taxes, alcohol, tobacco, these are all the biggest tax generators and revenue chahiye na. If you make them zero, personal income tax will go up. And how many people pay personal income tax in the first place? So you need the right balance. This is not a easy fix. So coming back to your point, I have to be pragmatic. Jahan main start karna chahta hun, wahan pe, are there enough of a trend line? I don't want it to be overcrowded space.
Yeah.
Overcrowded ne matlab sab logon ne race khatam kar li. Main abhi chalu karne mein main warm up kar raha hun. Toh point hi nahi hai. Matlab you are too late to the party.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to know ki has the party started? Is the party in full flow ki abhi khatam hone? Yes, ghar ja rahe toh main abhi pahunch raha hun wahan pe. Wo gut feel hoti hai. Also what happens sometimes is it your main thing or is this a second thing that you're doing? Because if it's your main, no, you definitely need, you're putting a lot of eggs into that basket.
Yeah.
From an investor standpoint, it's a different thing because what investors do, portfolio hota hai unka. They will back three things which are going to be part of that tailwind, one or two things which are going to be completely contrarian.
Yeah.
Because tailwind mein usko pata hai ki kuch na kuch 3x return to aayega, 6x to aayega, 1000x wo contrarian mein se aane wala hai. तो कॉन्ट्रेरियन को भी फंडिंग मिलेगी बट प्रोबेबिलिटी लेस एंड देन इट डिपेंड्स देन एट दैट टाइम इट डिपेंड्स ऑन द फाउंडर कंप्लीटली ऑन द फाउंडर उसकी अगर पैशन है ना तो वो पुल ऑफ करेगा बट उसकी पैशन नहीं है तो वो पुल ऑफ नहीं होगा सो यू नीड राइट कॉम्बिनेशन ऑफ पैशन एंड प्रैग्मेटिज्म
वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग यू नो एंड आई कैन थिंक ऑफ एग्जाम्पल्स इन बोथ द फील्ड्स ओके बिकॉज वी वर जस्ट टॉकिंग एंड देयर वर टू नेम पॉप्ड अप So Warren Buffett says this. Warren Buffett says that ki, I will never back the founder, I'll back the market. Because his way of saying is, he's like, you can change the founder, you cannot change the market. So focus and invest in the companies which are in the right market, operating in the right way. Founders can be replaced.
Correct.
Right? That's Warren Buffett. And he's made significant wealth in life.
Phenomenal.
And then there's another guy, Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel says that I'll back the founder. I don't care because this person will be the contrarian. He will make his own way and he will serve against the wave also. And he'll find it if he has the like potential to do it, he'll do it. And they both are significant.
Absolutely.
So both the ways work. thing is,
but also remember that Warren Buffett A does primarily listed large cap. Okay. And he stays invested for 20 years, 25 years in Coke. So he just doesn't budge. Because he says markets may go up, down. Ek bar maine bet le liya, so it's going to be through what? And it's listed.
Yeah.
Peter Thiel doesn't do listed entities. He is backing very early stage. He's backing concepts.
Yeah.
He's backing concepts and he's willing to wait for the founder to really, and he's like, earlier the better.
Yeah.
So it's a very different stage. In early business, to 50 bar pivot hoga. Peter Thiel knows that ki if the founder is right. And see, again, there is a very interesting thing which I have found in my own personal angel investing is, if somebody has given up a very high paying job, ab wo kar raha hai na, kitna hi matlab, unless the guy is crook or he gets every bet of his wrong, to kuch na kuch to bana hi lega, because opportunity cost for that founder personally is very high.
Very high, very.
The investor, you are not investing like 100% of your net worth. 2% भी नहीं डाल रहा है तुम उसमें. वो बेचारा अपना पूरा टाइम, नेटवर्थ, पर्सनल क्रेडिबिलिटी सब कुछ डाल रहा है उसमें. तो वो ही विल मेक समथिंग बिकॉज हिज अपॉर्चुनिटी कॉस्ट हिज फेलियर का ये बहुत हाई है. और वॉरेन बफे ही इज लाइक, लुक ये नहीं है तो और सही.
बिकॉज़
आई एम गोइंग टू स्टे बैकिंग दिस कंपनी.
Yeah.
I will keep changing founders. I have got the market right, because that's where he says the markets can remain here. So he's backing like mega trends. Peter Thiel is not, he's like, founder will figure out a way. Broadly, that's why the referencing, forensics, chemistry, will the founder really, will I be able to help the founder? Will you listen to me?
Yeah.
Bahut important cheez
hai. Bahut.
Warren Buffett ke liye, yaar, dekho, performance deliver kar rahe ho na. I'm not interfering. Performance nahi deliver karoge time after time. So it's a very different philosophy, because they are very they invest into very different asset classes.
I love it. I love how you give context to everything, and it makes so much sense. If you actually look at Peter Thiel as kind of a carrier who drops his founders to a position where Warren Buffett can even look into it.
Absolutely. Nahi toh, yeah, you're right.
From 0 to 10, he takes it. And then 10, say, Warren is like, okay, maybe not. Warren is never going to look back to 0. He's never going to be the carrier. He's always going
to
be
Peter Thiel is willing to take the risk of saying, I don't understand the business fully, but I understand the trend, I understand the person.
Yeah.
Warren Buffett will
never do that.
Never do something which he doesn't understand really, really well. He's like, well, see, trends can come and go. This stock, Coca-Cola will continue because people will still need drinks, or Amex will still be required.
Yeah. And still, that's why he's like, you know, he's missed like a couple of opportunities, of like Apple.
Of course he'll miss.
He was so late in Apple, and he says that like, I was late about Apple because he never believed in it. He's like,
never believed in it.
Aayega, jayega. And you know, there was one interesting fact about Peter Thiel I found out. The Thiel Fellowship.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Right? It's crazy. The guy is funding school students to not go to college and build something. He's like, ye lo boss, tum paisa lo. College mat jao. Tum kuch badhiya kamao. Don't let universities interfere with your education.
Correct.
That's what his premise of his investing.
Like Jack Dorsey, all the dropouts who have become
Ritesh Agrawal, Oyo. Then your Ethereum ka founder, Vitalik Buterin.
Correct,
and then
all of them.
Like everybody became, all his bets are like.
No, and I think he basically, his philosophy is conventional education and groupthink will spoil a gem.
Yeah, yeah.
And your thoughts and your, I think Peter Thiel understands this thing, this teenage years where you're going to college and where you're being molded to fit in into society. He says, no, disruption will happen from people who are not fitting in. They are sticking out. Ki yaar ye kuch to random kar raha hai, ye kuch bhi aggressive hai. But those are the gems which he's backing.
Yeah. Okay. I've understood one thing in my life. I don't know, maybe tomorrow I can be wrong. But today I've understood that every human being, we all develop a gut feeling or a way of doing something which works out right for us. Okay. We don't necessarily know how this works out right, but we just know how to do it right. For example, it can be just about picking the right podcast guest. It can be just about asking the right question. It can be just about hiring the right person. You don't know the real reason behind it, but just because you've done it over, maybe external factors are so many, you just know for you what works.
Correct. Right?
And how organizations are built, how do you take that one thing, which is your gut feeling or which works for you, into a process which can be replicated by 20 more people? That is how organizations are built. Because there's a CEO or there's a salesperson who comes and sells. But if he wants to build like 500 people sales army to do the same kind of thing, he need to extrapolate the entire, that 1 minute mein usko kya chalta hai dimag mein, in a process of 10 days, and then give that playbook to somebody else. And that's what you have to do. So that's what I keep doing, optimizing for that. Like I found out, for example, there were like 2-3 things which worked out well for me. That's why maybe we grew. That's why people love us. That's why people watch this. I was like, what is that thing? I'll spend endless nights and hours. What is that thing? I'll extrapolate. I'll put that entire process. Once I've built that process and playbook, I try to hire right people and give that playbook to them.
Definitely.
And then if for 6 months without me, they're able to give me the same growth.
Wow.
Then I'm like, it's done. Now what's the next thing for me? Because now I've given the playbook of something which I knew, which I could do it nicely. There are 20 more people who could do it nicely. And if they are willingly, like they are hungry enough, they will train another 200 people. Wow. Right? So I'll be replaceable. I'll get replaced in like another 6 months. So for me, it gets very important to evolve into a new thing, which again becomes the next big thing for me to solve it like in next 3-4 years, which will give me a leverage to understand something in 1 minute and again then extrapolate the process.
Wow. I think you reminded me of two very phenomenal things. First one was, you know, Howard Schultz, Starbucks. He said, look, he used to, now I don't know now, but earlier he said, I would want, and everybody in the senior leadership should go and be a server the shop. Because unless you know that environment, you can never, whichever leadership position, doesn't matter. Jana hi hai. And many companies have taken that and said, was day in the field. Pingan. So Jessica Tan is the, Pingan, one of the largest Chinese insurers and life insurance and all. And even she, what she does is, Pingan has a lot of call centers and China scale is always like 20,000, 200,000, 2 million. So some gazillion number of people. She says, look, I spend a day like just at the call center because I know my first port of call is all of those guys. So and they don't know I'm listening, but I listen. And sometimes, you know what? He said, I also join and participate and be the customer service representative. Because then I know. And if I'm doing it, 3 more people will do it. Yeah. If they do it, then more people will do it. So that's how I'm saying, like, you're setting the thing. And I know the customer. I have to do it. But then everybody else then follows and how I'm replicating it.
Let's just disseminate the entire startup, okay? You tell me what are the most important functions on the broader perspective for a good startup to run and effectively. And the function, what I mean, like there can be sales, there can be marketing, there can be operations. What are the, like top 7 or 8? What do you feel? Like how the organization is divided? I'm talking about from the startup point of view. Because corporate mein toh hazaro hote hai.
Hazaro hote
hai. It's very difficult. Very small company, people are just getting started. What all they should need to be like ki, there has to be a journalist, but specialist kis kis ke liye hona chahiye.
Correct, correct. So you definitely on the tech side, and tech can include digital analytics, data, development. There's a tech domain, if you may. And you sometimes include product in it, sometimes it's, it depends on the nature of the startup, but there is a tech which is for sure there. There is somebody who has business, revenue, growth. Okay. And that business may have backend in it or not, but it depends on size and scale. But there is a dhanda. Dhanda ho raha hai, dhanda aa raha hai ki nahi.
Paisa aa raha
hai. Paisa aa raha hai ki nahi, product ja raha hai ki nahi, and you can do that. And there is something which has oftentimes separated is customer. Okay, it could be customer support, customer care, delight, it could be customer analytics and so on. But and then there is all the control functions. Because you will need admin. Matlab office kahan kharidna hai, uske contract karna hai, admin mein legal aayega, finance aayega, kuch aur aayega, because annual report banane padenge, sab kuch karna hai. There is a control function. So tech, essentially you have a tech, you have a business, you have customer. Customer can have like user experience and all of those things, and you have control functions. That to me would be the
okay. And main. If you look at these functions, sabka primary context is, I feel like sabko bas a good problem solver hona chahiye, because they are all like fundamental problems at the edge. Like it's not like very, if you look at it in today's world, this is a common joke between me and my co-founder, I say this, ki it's like boss, किसी भी चीज की जरूरत नहीं है हार्ड कोर, क्योंकि जिसकी जरूरत है वो उसके चीज का तो कोई ऐप बना के छोड़ चुका है.
ग्रेट पॉइंट.
राइट. सो दैट्स द थिंग.
ग्रेट पॉइंट.
वी नीड एनालिटिकल थिंकर्स, वी नीड प्रॉब्लम सॉल्वर्स हु कैन अप्रोच अ पर्टिकुलर प्रॉब्लम एंड सॉल्व इट.
करेक्ट.
राइट. सो दैट्स व्हाई द रेंज कॉन्सेप्ट वर्क्स आउट रियली वेल. दैट यू नीड अ जनरलिस्ट इन अ वर्ल्ड ऑफ स्पेशलिस्ट. सो सबको होना थी, बट कुछ आई फील द फंडामेंटल थिंग्स जो सब में होना चाहिए. वन ऑफ देम इज क्रिएटिव थिंकिंग, वन ऑफ देम इज प्रॉब्लम सॉल्विंग, द अदर थिंग इज एंड फर्स्ट प्रिंसिपल थिंकिंग. बहुत सारी चीजें होती है.
राइट.
सो हाउ डू वी डेवलप प्रॉब्लम सॉल्विंग स्किल्स और एनालिटिक्स?
वाओ. आई थिंक देर आर सम schools of thought about problem solving fundamentally. So, for example, there is a Socratic method of problem solving, which is ask questions. Mm. So you say, customer is not happy. Why? Product is not reaching on time. Why?
Root cause analysis.
Root cause. So it then distills into many things, but you are just asking why? Who, what, why? You go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. So it's like dive into it, but it is always I don't know the answer to that. You may also not know the answer to that. But I'm just pushing to say, kyun nahi ho raha hai? Discover karte hai. Then you may say, information nahi hai, leke aao. But essentially, you are just going, Socrates used to solve most problems that way. And that has given rise to various tools from the Socratic style. So that one tool is like issue tree. Okay. We want to disrupt the car industry. Okay. Issue one, what is the current problem in the car industry? What have others done about the problem so far? What are other industry learnings we can do? So you can just draw an issue tree and keep going deeper and deeper into it. The root cause, RCA method, the triaging method, the fishbone diagrams, all of them are actually a function of Socratic school of thought. Okay. One method. But there is a different method, which Edward de Bono basically, I think, pioneered. I have not seen anybody else before him do that. That's why I'm just attributing it to him. When he said, the six hats of thinking.
Six hats.
Okay. He said, whenever you are a problem solver, six hats. कोई भी प्रॉब्लम की ना पहली हैट है व्हाइट फैक्ट्स. तुम्हारे पास अगर फैक्ट्स ही नहीं है ना तो हम प्रॉब्लम कैसे, मतलब हमें, तुम बोल रहे हो कि नहीं टिकट बुक करते हैं, हम booking.com पे करेंगे कि मेक माई ट्रिप करेंगे या कैसे करेंगे. अरे नहीं, टिकट परसों की करनी है कल की करनी है, अगर हमें पता ही नहीं है जाना कहाँ है. लेट्स गेट ऑल द फैक्ट्स. सो द फर्स्ट हैट ऑफ प्रॉब्लम सॉल्विंग एज पर एडवर्ड डी बोनो इज द व्हाइट हैट. व्हाइट इज अ प्लेन कलर ना, व्हाइट कैनवास पे आप कुछ भी ड्रॉ कर लो.
करंट स्टेटस,
व्हाट इज द, लेट्स गेट द फैक्ट्स क्लियर. Is it your opinion that this is happening or is there a fact behind it? Because oftentimes people confuse ki I think we are winning. I feel. Kyun hai? Narayan Murthy ka hai na ki, in God we trust, everybody else needs to get data. God mein bharosa karenge, baki sab log data leke aao. So facts, the green. So white school. Then the next hat he says is green. Green is the color of freshness, opportunities. Let's be, what are the new things? Green. Batao. When Edward de Bono, when we are wearing the green hat, no, we don't apply things like, is this even possible? No. Possible, galtiya kya hai, wo nahi soch rahe. Abhi hamari green hat on hai. White hat thi jab hum facts kar rahe the.
Abhi hum possibilities.
Sirf possibilities. New ideas. Let's just put new ideas to the table. So green hat.
What if I fly wala situation?
What if you could do this? What if you had no constraints? Let's just do green hats.
Okay.
Then is our favorite hat. Har ek ki jo hat hoti hai na, favorite hat hoti hai. I want to generalize for a country or anything, but black hat. Problems. That's the style where you say devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me differ with you. Let me challenge you on this. I think there are these three things wrong.
Yeah.
Galtiya to hum pehle dekhte hai na, chand mein bhi daag hai. So the black hat, but black hat is a very important hat.
Yeah.
If you just have possibilities, ideas, facts, things will go wrong. Let us figure out what things can go wrong. There's a black hat. Then he says, red hat, concerns. What will people think? It's not about what will go wrong. It's about concerns, fears, it's emotions. Red kab hota hai?
Dar.
The aag babula, red. So emojis are also like, red. Yeah. It could be like extreme emotion. So what are the emotions involved in it? Okay. Then there is a blue hat and there's a yellow hat. I'm not getting, but the point, there's a Edward de Bono, where Edward de Bono says, Socratic method was a lot about logic. Okay. And logic is a very important tool. So lots of tools are about logic. But he says, logic will not solve and should not solve all the problems. You should use possibility thinking. You should use concerns, fears, emotions. You should use all other facts. Because Socrates was not concerned. So facts aayega kahin to kahin baad mein.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the second, another school of thinking. And many people you will see is over time become very good in certain hats. So you will see some of the founders are very good in possibilities. Kyun nahi ho sakta yaar? Tod denge, change kar denge. Don't tell me all these are all restraints and shackles and constraints. I don't want all of those. But you need to put those. That's how you will spar. And Edward de Bono's point was, the way to problem solve is either a given problem, everybody wears the same hat at the same time. Right now, please keep your concerns out of the room. When we are looking at concerns, let's not look at facts.
Mm-hmm.
It's the facts are not saying my product is not doing well. It's okay. Some people feel the product is not doing well. Let's understand the feeling level. Yeh bhi IQ level pe nahi chal raha hai. Yeh EQ aur uske level pe chal raha hai ki yeh kuch toh gadbad hai. Let's behavior, emotion. Let's get into it. Okay. And that's what he said, everybody wear the same hat. Or he said, in a room, assign roles. Sabko deliberately ek hat de do. And he said, sometimes you give the strongest hat to that guy, jo uski style hai, or deliberately, jo critique kar raha hai na, black hat dal raha hai, usko bola nahi, tumhi black hat mat dalo, tumne bahut kar diya, ab tum na green hat dalo. Tum green hat dal ke dikhao mujhe ki, what will you do with this problem?
Mm.
So another school of thought. There is a third school of thought, which is what was pioneered in military, CIA and all, which is simulations and war games. Okay.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what the facts are. Let's assume we go down this school of thought.
Hmm.
Let's simulate it. That's what war gaming is. Humne ye kar diya, to usne wo kar diya, to usne wo kar diya. Now, the resources of military, resources of spy agencies, they're phenomenal resources. So yeah. You cannot compete with those because they're defense budgets. Na, to can be limitless. They can simulate. They will actually demo. ये करके देखते हैं what will be the reactions of different people, geopolitical analysis क्या होगा, but companies also do that. See, what if this happens? Let's assume we've done this war gaming. We play a role. You are my competitor. You are my customer. What would you do if X Y? Now let's take it to the next level. ये हो गया. तुमने भी ऐसा कर लिया. Profit pool का क्या हो गया? Market क्या हो गया? It's a very different kind of thing. Sometimes you even allocate resources to people. See कि अब खेल के दिखाओ ये war game. You're forcing people, you're creating war games, and that's also, you know, all many of these games, what are people also doing? You know, when you get into a game, you're actually simulating some of this, and people, the military has been very smart, and if we are building up our naval base here, some countries, what will happen 3 years from now? Mm-hmm. Bases will continue. What is, so using all the information and data, you are simulating the future, and then you're working backward from it. Say, 7 different scenarios. ये सिनेरियो तो मेरे लिए गलत डिजास्टर्स है आई ये हो सकता है इसकी 10% प्रोबेबिलिटी हाउ डू आई मैक्सिमाइज द प्रोबेबिलिटी दिस इज ऑलमोस्ट लाइक दिस मल्टीवर्स स्पाइडरमैन वो थियरी एंड सिंग ये मल्टीवर्स में ये हो रहा है इसमें ये हो रहा है लेट्स चेंज बट दैट्स व्हाट वॉर गेमिंग इज ऑल अबाउट दैट्स व्हाट सिमुलेशंस आर ऑल अबाउट इट्स अ वेरी डिफरेंट स्कूल ऑफ प्रॉब्लम सॉल्विंग
डैम इट्स अ यू नो यू गिव मी सच अ लाइक यू गिव मी to just solve any problem in such a specific way. Okay, I don't know whether if this problem, like every problem will get solved this by this or no, but it just sounds so, because it gives me so many different perspectives about just one thing, which I was looking at just from one lens.
Yeah, and then you can, it may never solve the full problem, but what it does, no? Initial jo time hota hai na, to get to a certain, because many of the times you have a judgment on what the real answer is.
Mm.
You just need either confirmation, validation, challenge, and so on. You can fast track that process.
Yeah.
Fast track that process.
I don't know what also would happen in this is sometimes as a leader or as someone who's a data person, they feel that they know everything.
Yeah.
And in this process, you're just being open for everybody to participate and challenge your notion.
Absolutely.
Like you can, in fact, in the same way, if you feel like you're the one who has all the answers, wear the green hat and give someone else the black hat and just understand what goes on.
Correct.
Or just reverse the roles.
So that's why the process of problem solving is as important. Because if the guy who, if the junior most person actually is a talented guy, but you never create an atmosphere and environment where you say, boss, tu hota kaun hai?
Mm.
How many years have you been in the company? I've been running this business for 20 years. Come on, okay? If you create that, so you need to create. So that's why Ray Dalio. Ray Dalio says, boss, I want criticism and challenge to my ideas should come from anybody.
Mm.
You challenge me, I will not take it badly. Later on, you say, no, I felt it. I was thinking about it. Then Ray Dalio, I will just really butcher the person because pata tha na tumhe, toh bataya kyun nahi. But it says that it's on the leaders to create that culture. Can we have effective problem solving or not? Because the best way not to have problem solving is to call for lots of meetings. Create subcommittees. Problem will never get solved. People will be busy. Doing lots of things, lots of document, lots of PowerPoint, lots of Excel. Phenomenal. Everybody will, you know, it's called MAFA. Mistaking activity for achievement. बहुत काम कर रहे हैं, मिस्टेक एक्टिविटी चल रही है, अचीवमेंट क्या हो रहा है? दैट्स व्हाई द फास्टेस्ट यूज बेसिकली से रूम बंद कर देंगे, डिसीजन विल वी विल नॉट गो आउट ऑफ द रूम टिल द डिसीजन इज सॉल्व, टॉयलेट ब्रेक भी नहीं देंगे, दैट्स टेकिंग इट टू एन एक्सट्रीम, बट समटाइम्स द टफेस्ट नट्स टू क्रैक विल बी क्रैक व्हेन एवरीबॉडी इज अंडर टाइम प्रेशर.
वेरी वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग, एंड दिस गेट्स मी टू अ क्वेश्चन, लाइक व्हाई डू यू फील. Okay, so you have this school of thought and you're very, very articulate about how to solve problems. And I'm sure you must have seen a lot of people who you must have hired that they're exceptionally good at problem solving. And there are a lot of people who are not. No matter how many things you do it, they're good at other things. They're not good at like approaching
core problem solving.
Like, why do you think, like, what's the difference between some people who are good problem solvers versus people who can't solve problems?
I think the biggest difference is, I would say, openness. Okay. Openness to admit ki I may not know this. Matlab, I am 20 years, but possible hai na? I may not know this, and am I willing to accept it mentally? I may not openly say, but am I willing to? Openness is the openness, and then the corollary of that is curiosity. Do I really want to know more and solve it in the best possible manner? Or I say, three times it has worked for me in the past, bhi fourth time bhi chale gaya hai. Chhod do. And I think what it leads to now is biases. I think it's a very important theory of biases.
I will come to this. Yeah, go ahead.
Because people who are not problem solvers have a bias. Sometimes the bias is a Superman bias. It hasn't worked for seven people. Maine kaha hai na, it's worked for me in the past, I will do it. Okay. There are many types of biases which go into decision making, and problem solving and decision making. But if I have, so for example, one of the biggest biases is loss aversion. It's like saying ki you and I are very good friends. You trust me for most things. I know your preferences very well. मैंने एक मूवी देख ली दोपहर को, तुम्हारी टिकट शाम की है. And I come back and say, यार राज बकवास मूवी है, डोंट वेस्ट योर टाइम, चार घंटे भी जाएंगे, योर मनी टू गो देयर एंड वॉट एवर यू इट इज अ वेस्ट, डू इट एल्सवेयर. मोस्ट ऑफ अस विल बी लाइक, बॉस अभी टिकट खरीद लिया है ना, अब जाने दो यार, अभी कितना बुरा होगा. बट इट्स अ लॉस एवर्शन. कंपनीज, वंस अ डिसीजन इज डन, यू नो इट्स नॉट वर्किंग, बट यू विल फ्लॉक द डेड हॉर्स. यार कभी ना कभी तो हो ही जाएगा, नहीं हो जाएगा, बिकॉज यू डोंट वांट टू स्टॉप. यू अभी सो मच हैज गॉन इन, इट्स नॉट जस्ट अबाउट मनी, इट्स लाइक आई हैव पुट माय नेम टू अ प्रोजेक्ट, हाउ डू आई स्टॉप इट? वेरी डिफिकल्ट. सो लॉस एवर्जन बायस, इट्स लाइक दैट्स व्हाई. एंड देन देयर इज सिलेक्टिव हियरिंग. आई हियर व्हाट आई वांट टू हियर व्हेन आई एम ट्राइंग टू सॉल्व अ प्रॉब्लम. सिलेक्टिव एमनेशिया. फैक्ट्स भी मैं देखता हूं ना, टू फैक्ट्स व्हिच आई वांट, आई विल यूज दोस टू सॉल्व द दिस थिंग. व्हाट एवर आई डोंट नो, दैट्स एन आउटलायर. ये कहां का डेटा है? अरे वो रीजन ही गलत है यार, वो तो लास्ट ईयर लॉन्च किया था, डोंट डू दिस. दोस नहीं नहीं नहीं, दैट्स एक्सक्लूड दैट.
आई डिडंट लाइक, आई रियली डोंट अंडरस्टैंड हाउ एंड व्हेन दिस एंटायर सेशन वेंट फ्रॉम मी ट्राइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड अ पर्सपेक्टिव टू रोस्टिंग राज.
नॉट इवन, दैट्स अ सेपरेट सेशन वी कैन डू, बट नो. I can't come on your podcast and say, Raj, let's start roasting.
No, you started doing it. You were telling me, because obviously not every time you go through this, but I feel as a human being, when you're just trying to become, and you specifically when you come from a place where you have tried to understand and get in an industry where there were no precedents to follow, like you were trying to do everything by yourself, you tend to form certain biases. Even though you would realize that, hey, I'm very open. Hey, I am the best guy, and I take like feedback from a lot of this, and you would do that. You constantly, but there are certain times, I think, let's say 80% times you're open and you're ready for feedback. 20% times you have these biases, and then these are the biases which when people like you just come over and then tell us, it just haunting me right now that fuck, why did I do that? What did I do?
But you know, biases are also not wrong. Okay. It is that you need to be aware about that there could be a bias, because sometimes you have a proven model of success. So that will be a part of your bias, because you know it's worked for me three times, boss. It's a success. Now, are you enlightened enough, aware enough, or you create a process where at least for a period of time, you know, you can be challenged on it?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, and you know, it's ironic that the most successful people over time start becoming bad at problem solving. Because, you know, it's always like saying, every time I know I'm going to play tennis, I always bring a tennis racket. Wo golf ball ko main tennis racket se marunga. Kyun? Tennis, hamesha I'm good at using a tennis racket for solving a problem. I always, so that's the complication. And because I'm so successful, I know that this is the answer. I know this is the answer. This is the way to operate. This is the way. And so in Elon Musk, when he started Tesla, one of his core things was, don't get hired from the auto industry as far as possible. लेकिन ऑटो इंडस्ट्री वाले के मुझे वही बोलेंगे कि चैसी इतनी होती है, इतनी इतनी की कॉस्ट है, फिर मैं कैसे इसको इनोवेशन करूंगा. नाउ ऑफ कोर्स अ टाइम विल कम व्हेन फॉर द इंजन आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू से बॉस लेट मी हायर अ क्रिएटिव गाय फ्रॉम समथिंग. नो देयर इज अ राइट बैलेंस. बट इफ आई हियर मोर एंड मोर फ्रॉम द सेम इंडस्ट्री, हाउ एम आई एवर गोइंग टू इनोवेट? एंड व्हाट डिड ही नो अबाउट कार्स एंड ऑटोमोटिव? राइट, आई मीन he had a PayPal and all of that space. It's like, it's okay. If you get the right kind of people together, put the right problem solving frame in mind and the right governance for decision making, then you see what happens.
Damn. I like this because now you're giving me, unknowingly or knowingly, you're giving me lessons on hiring, on mixing, building the right mix of team, not only just problem solving. Okay, I wonder, like, let's just go back to your McKinsey journey.
Sure.
Okay, so McKinsey journey, and there's a question which I asked Anant as well.
Okay,
he's like, why? What's the reason that in India there are, so in US there's one mafia called PayPal mafia.
Yeah.
In India there are two mafias, Flipkart mafia and McKinsey mafia.
Yeah.
Right? And what do I mean by McKinsey mafia is, all these people who are,
of course,
McKinsey people, they all went out and started their big ass businesses, or are CEOs in the best of the best companies. Absolutely. In the country.
Absolutely.
Right? What is the reason why there's like people like you, there's people like Anand, there's Ashish, like, yeah, what's the reason? What is this thing about McKinsey which is building these kind of leaders? Earlier in India, there used to be CEO factory used to be Unilever.
Unilever.
Right? Everybody used to be Unilever, yeah, ended up becoming CEOs of XYZ companies. Correct. Right? Now it's changing. Now there's Flipkart mafia, there's a startup founders. McKinsey mafia, there's the founders and the CEOs. Why? What is the reason?
So I think if you go back in India also, I think you had Unilever, Levers mafia, P&G less so, because P&G had a very good way of retaining people, and you had the Citibank.
Okay.
So all the banking guys used to be ex-city bankers, and a lot of the FMCG, pharma, you used to have the levers.
Okay.
Because I think these companies teach you many things.
Mm.
Okay. Now, McKinsey, alums have gone on across industries. Unlike levers or unlike city bankers, most city bankers or most ex-ICICI guys would be the CEOs in different NBFCs and microfinance, yeah, and so on. ICICI, because they learned a lot and you were groomed for leadership. Okay, now in McKinsey, you were of course groomed, but you were never groomed for sectors. You were groomed for problem solving, groomed for communication, stakeholder management. Now these skills are invaluable when it comes to going outside.
Mm.
So, and different people leave McKinsey at different stages. I mean, yeah, people don't, some people stay on for long, and it's a phenomenal institution. I mean, I spent 18 years in McKinsey. So I was almost a part of the furniture there, and I really love, but what McKinsey did was it said, no problem is too difficult to solve.
Okay. Okay.
And I've worked in more than 65 countries. So you land up in Tanzania and you're working with a client, you will instantly pick up, because the basics of problem solving, basics of communication, basics of stakeholder management, why are people thinking what they're thinking, basics of influencing, what you said earlier from the book of influence and so on, stays the same around the world wherever you go. You can go into Argentina, you can go into Africa, you can go into the most developed financial markets of London, where I interact with most US, you go to China, the basics don't change. And what McKinsey gives you is the confidence to say, you know what, problem doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Cultural context and national context doesn't matter. You should be able to apply those same skills. And McKinsey forces you to really work with different kinds of clients, different countries. So by the time you say, you know what, I think I'm confident, you can work in any country, you can work in any context, and you know, you're on your own. Flipkart did that in a slightly more localized e-com startup, because Flipkart was one of the earliest.
Yeah.
And hence people realize what e-commerce is. What does it mean to really have app and digital engagement and logistics, sourcing. So all of the elements of a product, a tech platform, logistics and supply chain management, finance, all of those for a class which is changing
yeah.
was done by Flipkart.
Yeah.
So it is rare to find Flipkart CEOs like in financial services or you will not find them in outside India as much.
Yeah.
But you'll find McKinsey guys, the McKinsey mafia thing in India is there around the world. It's there everywhere. Like US will have like Fortune 100 will have like 30 CEOs will be ex-McKinsey.
The Starbucks are also from McKinsey.
Lakshman is also ex-McKinsey. You'll say Morgan Stanley was ex-McKinsey at some time. You had so many. By the way, I know you asked me a McKinsey question, but globally, if you look at consulting firms, BCG, Bain, we'll also have that. So although I love McKinsey and I would say McKinsey has more, it is just that McKinsey has been in India longer than BCG and Bain has.
Okay.
So it takes time for people to actually, that you know, you have cohorts, you need 10 years you have been, then you leave, you do something. So Shantanu left after 6 years. Anand left after 15 years. Naveen Tahilyani, who's the CEO of Tata AIG, left after 12 years. So different people leave at different stages and will do phenomenal stuff, whether they do their own companies, be with larger companies and do amazing stuff, be an investor. Because McKinsey also teaches you to look at across industries. So you'll have many investors.
Yeah.
Who will have, you know, because investing is not, yeah, you need to specialize, but you the problem solving, financial modeling, rigors of that, you learn in McKinsey.
So how, okay, before I go to the next question, I want to understand like how people who are normal, they're just starting up, how can they get these kind of groomings? Is there a way for them to get groomed? Because it's, you know, I tell you, earlier, entrepreneur used to, like entrepreneurship was out of situation. Now it's out of choice.
Absolutely. Phenomenal point.
Right.
Phenomenal point.
So it was the, earlier, like you would not, you don't decide to become an entrepreneur. Now you decide. I was like, oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. And that's what is happening. You're the molding years. When you get molded in a certain industry or somewhere, those are eliminated completely. So you're fresh.
Absolutely.
So how do you get groomed? Because there's no way. As long as we can debate, but there are exceptions. But if you look at the average and if you look at the probability, people who have molded in XYZ industry and they're excelled somewhere, their chances of success in a new startup is much higher than a person who's just starting out.
Absolutely.
Right? There are exceptions. Of course, there
That's
are
fine, yeah.
the Zuckerbergs of the world, the Zeptos of the world, or the Oyos of the world. They're all like exceptionally well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right? But these are exceptions. Apart from, and they are also, by the way, they all are successful because if you look at the real reason why they're successful is that in the leadership team.
Yeah.
You look at Zepto's leadership team, they're so experienced people that like they groom those two boys, right? If you look at Zuckerberg's leadership team, you look at Oyo's leadership team, you find out that. So how a normal person can just get into this grooming? Because now we're choosing and same, going back to your point, how you said like passion, right? Now people feel that that's their passion. And because they like it, they want to do it. Because what they want to do, they can't do anything else. So it's very difficult for them to go start and be in McKinsey for 6 years and try to do this.
No, I think, see, earlier, as you rightly, I mean, that's a phenomenal thing you said, is entrepreneurs were people who, like 50s, 55, you have made money, you have a downside protection is there. Then you say, okay, let me not work for somebody else, let me work for myself. And you had many people who started entities that way. Today, risk taking has become a lot more acceptable. You can get financed. Other people will join you. Other people will also look at you very differently.
Yeah.
Earlier it was like, "Are isko naukri nahi mili." So you had like government jobs were the safest. Then you had private sector jobs with the Tatas and Birlas. Then you had new age companies. Then you have, you know, you join a startup and then you're like, start your own startup.
Yeah.
After 2-3 startup essence, you can start your own thing. So the ecosystem has played a very important role in what you said, which is entrepreneurship by choice and as my first option and not as like ye nahi hua to nahi hua to nahi hua to nahi hua. So I think it's a great thing. Now what founders can do is I think they need to be willing to learn some of these skill sets. So I think they need to be aware ki I'm passionate about an area, but there are a business needs like 6 other areas to come together.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that can be through a team. Okay. Am I like complimenting myself? Because for a founder to learn everything is not even desirable and will not even happen.
Yeah.
Because you want a founder to stay special at what he or she is. You don't want him to start learning law and bookkeeping and this and that. That's not...
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Leave it to domain experts.
Leave it to the domain expert. Also, then you have mentors. You will now have people who will say, you know what? You're doing something exciting. Let me help you. So finding the right mentors, being open and saying, I need help. you have investors. Investors also realize this, that, you know, when a young founder, you need to supplement and complement it. So don't go for the check. Check aayega. In India, I think founders today are in a great position where, you know, money exceeds entrepreneurship. Okay. So you have a lot more people chasing.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you select your cap table and so on? You know, select people who will also support you in different areas. Many firms have this, you know, they will have some grooming programs. They will have some accelerator programs. They will say, by the way, you know what? Back office, some hum kar lenge. Firms have consolidated back offices for their investing companies because they don't want the founder to now run around and find a tax firm and an audit firm and a legal firm and, you know, admin for real estate and all. Hum kar lenge, yaar. Those are not the evaluated activities. So long as a founder is willing to create an ecosystem, whether his own team, whether his own mentors, his investors, his personal advisors, and then depending on, some people also go and say, look, I want to take a course in X. Let me listen to a podcast or let me do a short course in either an online university or someplace. And one of the founders was telling me he went to the US and he heard from like 10 different phenomenal individual Singularity University is there where many founders go and for 2 weeks and so on. So I think the founder has to be open to know what he or she does not know and willing to ask and get help. Because if you say, nahi, help me chahiye, main sab kuch kar lunga, wo hoga nahi aur wo karna bhi nahi chahiye. It's the worst return on that founder's time.
Fair. Now, what do you, again, like another question on the same thread. We're talking about McKinsey Mafia, we're talking about founders and what they learned in McKinsey and stuff, right? What do you think, what are the top three things you have learned in McKinsey?
I think problem solving, very clearly.
No, I want to know about like the mental models or something. Because I feel like mental models are something which you operate on, and that is the reason, one of the biggest reasons why people are successful in their journeys, right? Sure. We talk about the broader perspective, let's say problem solving, but uske andar ek model hoga, which was a hat model, which you said, six fair hats, enough. Like something like that. So everybody has that. It can be creative thinking, it can be approaching, it can be multiple things.
Sure. So I think within problem solving, I think the issue analysis, okay? How do you analyze issues and how do you use a combination of facts, numbers, primary research, secondary research, creative collisions, experiments. Okay, so it could be experiments with real consumers, experiment in test cases, design thinking simulation. So the analysis of issues, what are all the tools that you can actually throw to make sure you're issue tree analysis. Issue trees are a very, very common thing which everybody in McKinsey will say.
Okay.
And at any given point of time, you need to have an answer.
Okay.
Okay. You know whatever you know about a problem. But we were always told ki aap ek room mein baithe ho and the company's, the client CEO walks in and he says, he has only 10 seconds or 30 seconds and says, so Toshan, what's the answer? You should be able to tell him abhi tak ka jo bhi answer. So you're constantly synthesizing.
Mm.
You are summarizing. What do I know? End of the day, I have 3 more days to solve the problem. I have 1 more week. But based on whatever I know today, whatever is my analysis today, if I've told to tell the answer and execute it, what is my answer?
Hmm.
Because sometimes things change. You have to say, boss, aaj karna hai. Parso ka launch nahi, boss, kal karna hai. What will your answer be? So I was always trained to saying ki, if I have 1 month, I will use 1 month to formulate the best answer. But even on day two ya day one ko bhi hame bola jata tha ki, boss, hypothesis kya hai answer ka? He said, boss, day one pe answer? Yes. End of day one, tumhe answer hona hi chahiye. It may be 10% accurate, 20% accurate, but over time, accuracy will build up. Let perfection not be the enemy of good.
Damn.
So that was a very important thing. The second thing, which is not a... No, it would be like communication mein, clarity of thought drives clarity of communication.
Okay.
Don't worry about communication. Are you clear in what you want to communicate? Okay. तुम्हें अगर पता ही नहीं है क्या कम्युनिकेट करना है तो यू नो योर एनालॉजी स्टोरी वो सब नहीं होगा बट बी वेरी क्लियर एंड यू वुड बी टोल्ड एट द एंड ऑफ अ मीटिंग और एंड ऑफ अ प्रेजेंटेशन इमेजिन 3 साल बाद व्हाई वुड पीपल रिमेंबर दैट मीटिंग एंड ऑल ऑफ अस रिमेंबर अ कन्वर्जेशन अ मीटिंग एंड दैट मेड इट मेमोरेबल सो वॉट इज इट दैट यू आर गोइंग टू कम्युनिकेट टूडे 1 year लेटर पीपल विल रिमेंबर आर यू क्लियर अबाउट इट ओके दैट्स द सेकंड थिंग आई वाज टोल्ड एंड द थर्ड थिंग इज नॉट अ मेंटल मॉडल It was like a survival model, I would say, in McKinsey. Okay. Because we were always traveling. We were always like going from meeting to shower, conference, next flight and train and this and that. So it was a very thing. It was like, eat while you can, sleep while you can, shit while you can. It's a very, sounds very crass, but it was like, you know, balance your eating. You know, mm-hmm. Because you can, you know, people burn themselves out. No. Eat. Sleep. Okay. People would like, you're working across time zones. Okay. How will you, and even today, you know, I have to work across time zones as part of my job. Teams in America, teams in Brazil, teams in India, teams in China. Sleep is so important. And then bodily functions. Because that's the worst thing that can hit you. And we were always told, guys, you have to manage because nobody's going to come and manage it for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you are in the, and adrenaline is the worst enemy. You know, when you are going gung-ho, project, ye wo, you don't realize the harmful effects of things. And it's all, life is a marathon. It's not a sprint. So in a marathon, you need to have done your fueling, hydration, nutrition, training, all of that. You have to pace yourself out for it. And that's the key thing I learned. McKinsey mein, you have to pace yourself.
Pace yourself is very important in every aspect of your life. Every. Because at, whether you're in McKinsey, whether you're not, whether you're a startup founder, a content creator, or just a regular guy who is hunting for colleges or maybe going to jobs, whatever. Pacing Absolutely. Yourself is, I think, one of the most important things. If you can master that, you'll have a very good life. And most of the people actually struggle to just pace their life according to what they need and what they want.
Absolutely.
Because it's so difficult, right? Okay. Like a basic two, three questions and then we can wrap this up. Okay. So basic is like, A, why do people need consulting companies? And because if they have like the exceptionally good teams, right? Isn't it if like the first flaw of organization is your team is not good enough that you need an external help, right? So why do they need it? And when do they need it? Because there are a lot of, I feel there are a lot of small business in India. They're exceptionally good. But in their regions, in their areas. And they're so good. They're at a place where they can afford it, where they can even afford a consulting firm. They want to go beyond, but they're stuck. Yeah. Right? They're stuck. They don't know. So I feel like when should they get it and why do they need it?
So I think if you look at and consulting firm, I'm just using management consulting as a thing. Because you management. Have HR consulting, supply chain, management consulting. See, if you look at history of management consulting. McKinsey was founded in 1926. A.T. Kearney also in like maybe 1930. BCG, Bain were, I think, in the 60s and 70s. Okay. Consulting has always fulfilled a certain arbitrage need that is there. Earlier, it was like geographic arbitrage. US companies ko pata nahi tha, Japanese kaise operate karte hai. Indian companies ko pata best practices of the West kya thi. So you had geographic arbitrage. You had people who said, okay, but somebody in Brazil has already launched this. Isse hum startup mein aaj karte na. Uber of X and Zomato of Y wala jo funda hai ki somebody somewhere uska hum ye copy kar rahe modify kar rahe jo bhi kar rahe but you did not know what was the best thing in that specific area function expansion and so on. You also needed, like, if a company wanted to expand from US to Europe, you needed somebody who would help you to understand the European market. So geographic arbitrage was a very important reason for a long time. Second thing became then a talent arbitrage. Consulting firms were hiring the best talent who would go at a problem like a very sharp manner. Whereas you were the many of the large companies which hired consultants had people in their late 50s who would say, look, you know, they were very set in their ways. They would not go for data. Whereas these younger people who did not have the 35 years experience, but would go data, they would interview customers, they would travel in the field and they would come back with what was a very, very independent, heart-hitting perspective. So you had a talent arbitrage, which would tell the top management the reality.
Yeah.
Which sometimes there were vested interests. You did not want to understand reality or you did not have the time effort. So that was the second. Third became information arbitrage. Because large companies often, till the 90s and till internet and all became prolific, you didn't even have information about many things. Yeah. What's the market share of X there? What is the pricing there? And consulting firms fulfilled that need.
Yeah.
Information arbitrage. Over time, what has happened is, there is no geographic arbitrage remaining. You know, sitting over at your house, what is happening, where you can get all the information. Companies are hiring the same talent pool, whether in India from the IITs or IIMs or chartered accountants and best schools. So all of these three arbitrages are over.
Yeah.
Okay. Then what's remaining? I think what is remaining is there is a still, you know, because internally sometimes you are not able to resolve problems. Okay. So you say, look, we need somebody outside in to come and look at us and say, guys, what should we be doing? Because people have their biases. A very important reason why consultants are and should be hired is you just feel, you know, we have all our biases. Aap independently batao humko kya karna hai. It's a very valid reason.
Yeah.
There is a not so good reason to hire also sometimes is you need a rubber stamp. XYZ ne bola hai na bas, so I can act on it. I don't want to take the tough decision of firing you. But I'm saying, le liya hai, maine. Okay, that's the wrong reason to hire. Sometimes, you know, you also, there are also sometimes investors need it, you know, you need an independent report, but that is, I ignore all of that. So there is a reason of independence. Sometimes, yes, your own team can do it in 6 months. But a consultant who's done that thing three times over, who has, you know, who knows what companies are doing, will get it done in 3 weeks. So you save time and your resources are also very expensive. So getting them out of their day jobs and putting them on a project, outsource that thing. You will save time. Okay. So that's the second reason why you would hire a consultant. Today. If you feel time is saved, or time of your precious resources is saved, so hire a consulting firm.
Yeah.
And third is many consulting firms are not just stopping at strategy. They are saying, hum execution kar denge. If they can deliver it faster, they may not deliver it better. But oftentimes a consulting firm cut across the organizational bureaucracy. They can like get everybody together, they can reach the CEO, they can reach the chairman faster.
Yeah.
Tumhare junior log, like, boss, meeting kaise set up kare, to wo time jata hai usme. So they can get it done faster. So on the execution side also, there are lots of advantages. So there are right reasons to hire, there are wrong reasons to hire also. And you need to figure out, you know, you need to make sure that you are hiring for the right reasons and you make the consulting firm accountable for the results and not just like say, it is their problem. No, whenever you hire a consultant, they have a role to play. Final responsibility aapki hai.
Very interesting. Okay, tell me, like, when do they need it? When, as in like, is it like...
I think there are some always turning points.
No.
Revenues and all are artificial cutoffs because of course some you cannot pay if you do not have that good revenue.
Yeah.
But consulting firms often do like 100% variable fee projects where they say ki fee will only come if sales have happened. Waisa bhi hota hai. But I think more than size, there is a certain size where you will hire like a Ernst & Young PwC versus you would hire a BCG McKinsey Bain. Wo bhi hai. Size is an important threshold. But I also think you will hire them at certain critical junctures, okay? Where the cost of getting a decision wrong is very high, okay? Ye karna hai ki nahi karna hai, hume pata hai karna hai, but let's just make sure we have got everything right, okay? Hire them at junctions where you have irreversible decisions to make. Very important thing, because that's the time when you can hire them as an insurance. It's like an insurance policy, boss.
Yeah.
I know, but let me make sure I haven't left anything unturned. Or sometimes you hire a consulting firm because you don't want individual agendas to color your decision. You say, what is the right answer? Of course, I will tweak it, adjust it for my company, but I cannot take the chance of individual bias hurting my answer.
Fair.
Those two times.
Yeah, I like this answer. Like, I think I like the first point more when like hire the irreversible
decision
when it's very difficult to do it. Okay. I wanted to touch the last topic of the day and it's about building and scaling companies, right? It's very, because the first call we had, it was about, you told me, you know, startup ban jata hai, but scale tabhi hota hai, the process of systems saath mein, right? Yeah. That's something I agree on and I believe in it because obviously, I've not been in a position where I had to scale it, blitz scale it. But I've seen a lot of people, I've read about a lot of startups, right? So, let's just stop thinking about fast-growing startups.
Okay.
Let's start thinking about small businesses.
Sure.
Okay. Small businesses would be someone who must apna 50,000, 1 lakh, 2 lakh, 5 lakh, 10 lakh kama raha hai. Per month,
correct.
Every, right? There's a good small team. There are no department. There are no functions. Everything is driven out of one boy, one guy, one girl. Everybody is doing everything.
Sure.
So what? Even they have aspirations to grow.
Absolutely.
And the common reason when you ask them, like, why are you not growing faster? Why are you not doing this and that? typically you will get to listen about three reasons. Number one, boss, I don't have that much capital. Okay, that's like, I don't have enough money to just like do XYZ. I don't have right resources. It's like, yaar, ye talent hai na, aise log to bahut mehenge aate hain, ye talent aisa hota hai, wo talent aisa hota hai, right? That is the second. Third is, yaar, itna sara kar raha hu, mere paas time hi nahi aur kuch karne ka. So lack of time, lack of people and lack of money is usually what people give you the excuses of like how they want to grow. But typically this is the excuse for large corporations also, startups also, everybody.
Correct.
So I don't feel this should be an excuse. What do you think, like, then what should people do in order to scale their business?
So I think the all of it begins and ends with the founder. Okay, in this. Because if the founder has no ambition, then he will scale up. He will be happy.
A lot of people have crazy ambition. But they're driven.
Intent is different from ambition.
See, go deeper on that.
I have an intent. I want to scale up. But a problem here. You know, it's like, you know, I want to learn French. Okay, my ambition is to be a great French thing. So why are you doing it? नहीं यार, वो जो फ्रेंच टीचर है ना, वो एक घंटा दूर रहती है. अच्छा, तो ऑनलाइन क्यों नहीं करते हो? कभी हमारे घर पे ना इंटरनेट की बहुत प्रॉब्लम होती है, एंड यू नो द टीचर का टाइमिंग और मेरा टाइमिंग ये नहीं होता. तो डुओलिंगो डाउनलोड है क्यों नहीं करते हो? यार, वो ऐप के वजह से ना एक्चुअली दैट्स दैट रियल फील नहीं आती वो लेसन की. ओके, सो देन व्हाई डोंट यू टेक लाइक वन मंथ, गो टू फ्रांस एंड स्टे देयर, और गो टू पांडिचेरी एंड वेयर दे आर ऑल नेटिव फ्रेंच. इतना टाइम नहीं है यार, वो फ्रांस जाके क्यों ये करेगा? अभी धंधा भी देखना है ना ये. सो देन इंटेंट इज डिफरेंट नो फ्रॉम एम्बिशन. मतलब एम्बिशन इज मीनिंग सेइंग बॉस, बिफोर डाइंग आई विश आई वुड हैव डन दैट, कि आई एम गोइंग टू पुट एवरीथिंग एट स्टेक. सो टाइम बन जाएगा, यू नो, रादर देन लाइक बिंज वॉचिंग समथिंग. पीपल हैव वर्कड लाइक एट नाइट्स एंड डन इट. देर इज नो क्लॉक, देर इज नो वॉच, देर इज नो टाइम. व्हाट्स टाइम? व्हाट इज टाइम? इज एन आर्टिफिशियल कॉन्सेप्ट नो. 24 hours was not God given. Sun rises, sun sets. You could have divided into 48 hours in a day. Man decided to create a 12-hour cycle.
Yeah.
So I have 2 hours in a day. What? No, no, no. You have a certain time. You choose not to do that. So why do you say you have 2 hours? You could, I may as well say it was 20 hours. Time is an artificial concept.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why when they say time nahi hai mere paas, bas sone ke paas time hai na, khane ko time hai na. Kyun? Matlab, aur have you gone out? Have you really made the effort? So the founder has to change it in his mind. Seeing one is ambition. Second is, you know, I have the ambition. Am I putting the hard work? Okay, there's a famous thing in the African safaris. It's like when the sun rises in the African prairie, you know, the cheetah and the gazelle, jo deer hota hai, both of them have to get up in the morning and start running. Jaise suraj ugdega, bhago. Kyun? Gazelle knows that if the gazelle does not run, the cheetah will eat it. So life ke liye bhagna hai. Cheetah knows if it can get up and run, you have to stay hungry and die. So whatever happens, you have to get up and run. That is not an excuse. So you have to put in the work. You have to reach out, find the founder, the right talent, work with them and see what it is. If you fail, then you can discuss. No, but if you have never tried, then how can you say ki mera ambition tha, lekin mera try nahi kar raha hu main.
Intent tha.
Yaar. So, you know, this is again, we started with this Socratic thing. So I'll go back to one young person, many 2500 years back, went to Socrates and said, Socrates, you know, what is the secret of, I want to really be successful. Teach me success. I want success. Socrates said, chalo aaja. Tumko nadi kinare leke jaate hai. And you know, I want to be successful. What do I need to do? I want to be successful. Like, I want to find a startup. I want to scale my startup. What do I do? Relax. I will teach you the secret of success. Then he was looking around. Let's see the scenery. Suddenly Socrates caught him from behind and put his head in the water. Yep. He was gasping. 1 minute, 1.5 minutes, 2 minutes. Suddenly he, air. So what do you want? Air. You want success or you want air? He's like, air, fuck success right now. I want air. He says, the time you will want success or you want something as much as you wanted that air, that is the time you will be successful.
Yeah.
That is the secret of success. So he explained it to me in a very poignant manner. So if you are saying, you know, main khane peene ka, I don't want to disturb myself, I don't want to get rejected. Yeah. Big thing, no, I'm making you an offer, you reject me. Second person, 10, 20 people, I don't want to be rejected. Nahi hoga na. You will be rejected 40 times.
Yeah. Yeah. So it goes back to the resilience, because this is a quote I've also heard, but I heard it from some other guy. And the same thing about the Socrates is like, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you get successful.
See, J.K. Rowling was rejected 29 times for her first Harry Potter thing. No, 29 times rejection. I've never been, I mean, like 9 times rejection, be boss, you will go into massive depression and you will therapy and so on. 29 times for a single mother trying to make ends meet in a London one room studio flat for her daughter. Kya hua hoga? 29 times creating the world's largest book franchise. Most successful, $25 billion plus. book ne ye kiya hai. But think of it, na, 29 publishers gadhe the kya? They were like most successful publishers, na? But tujhe kiya na? But usne haar nahi mani. So that's why she is what she is, and others are who must have given up abhi.
They're not.
So many of those startups or so many writers will never have their stories told because they just didn't want success that desperately.
Very interesting. It sounds very cliche, but that's the core of everything. It is the core of everything. It is the core of, like, do you want it bad enough or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's end the loop of the how we started, okay? And you were explaining about the agriculture. Yeah. You were explaining about role of UPL, and you were explaining about how, you know, the one of the biggest mismanagement and happenings happen in the agriculture world, right? Where, because we don't have a problem of food, we have a problem of food management. We have a problem of, and because of food management, we have problem of farmers management. But because of we have farmers management, we have problem of storage. Because of storage and goods, we have problem of global health and climate change, correct, right? Correct. You're explaining me all of this. Go deeper on that. Tell me, like, what exactly you meant with that loop.
So what I meant was, see, agriculture is so critical because food is critical. None of us can survive next to air and water. Okay, you need food. Okay. And who grows the food? The farmers grow the food. Now think about a life of a small farmer. Like in India, most farmers have 1.5 acres. Brazil, mein farmer will have 4,000 acres. Small farmer. Okay, that's like the scale of difference. But all of them, many problems are exactly the same. Like, you know, you have counterfeit products being sold to farmers. Farmer has to buy stuff upfront. Paisa pehle dena padta hai. Jab anaj ugegi, usko bechega, tab paisa aayega, then he will repay the money lender, repay the bank, then have some stuff left for him. So 30 to 40% of the farmer's net worth is tied up. And then rainfall can happen or no rain can happen. Insects can come and eat it. Mice can come and eat it. But when he goes to the mandi to sell, the mandi guy may squeeze him because there is too much produce. Onions were phenomenal, tabhi price will gir jayega. What will he do? So he's very vulnerable. And I think that's why, we should not forget that till 1700, wars were fought over food. That time there was food scarcity. Today we have food mismanagement. That's why we need all of these chains to become, like, super really efficient. Go deep in this. But also agriculture generates 25% of the greenhouse gases globally. So if we do not, agriculture ko rok nahi sakte, to greenhouse gases to badhne wale hai. We have solved a problem on the EV side. We have solved a problem on the renewable clean energy side, green power, solar power. But 25% of the GHG gases are agriculture. Till we solve agriculture's problem, till we solve the farmer's problem, climate change to nahi hone wala hai. So what is given is we need to keep feeding 8 billion people. What is very clear is climate change and agriculture will give out those gases. How do we help farmers to do carbon sequestration, for example? How do we reward the farmers for doing the right practices? We cannot increase the price of food. Boss, food inflation ho jayega, food riot ho jayenge. Food ki price thodi bhi badi, ande ki badi ya anaj, koi bhi onion price increase, governments get toppled over it. It's a front page issue. So you cannot, consumer cannot pay more. Farmer needs more income. Planet needs lesser greenhouse gases. How do you solve that triangle? To me, that is a problem that UPL is willing to solving, which is a problem which I am focusing a lot of my time to see how can you solve, how can you have carbon credits being generated? How can you make sure that the food value chain, the storage is being managed? You're using technology for all of it. And you have so many startups doing phenomenal stuff around the world where you're getting information, aggregating it and delivering it. So something I really feel about it. The problem of agriculture is a problem which we've tried to brush away saying it was a farmer ki problem. Nahi, nahi. We are the ones eating food. They are not doing it, you know, to earn just income. They are doing it because they have to feed us. Nobody is giving us, nobody is, if you don't think air, bhai air nahi hai, toh theek hai, matlab air, God has given us or nature has given us. We are not fighting for air. Water, theek hai, mil raha hai, broadly we are okay, but food, tough.
Is there anything which we could do as a common person, as an individual, which, where we are not directly linked to the food chain? Yeah. Is there anything we could do make it better?
Two things. First, never waste food on your plate. Please. I think whatever food you take, please don't waste it, because the amount of it, has so many people have worked hard in very high temperatures and worse conditions to put the food on your plate. At least you can, don't waste food. Okay. And second, whenever you see a farmer, you can see him in different places.
Okay.
Please acknowledge the unsung heroes.
Very interesting. This is a deep conversation. I really loved what we talked about and like so many topics. You know, in fact, I thought that I'll discuss a lot of startups with you. I thought like I'll discuss fintech, I'll discuss edtech, and then I'll discuss so many things. Now there are so many topics I want to talk about. It's insane. When are you free next time? Because we definitely need to do part two. I told you, this is one of the hidden gems of India. And I'm sure you must have realized it by now. Because aisi conversations roz nahi milti, kyunki aise log roz dhoondna bahut difficult hota hai. And the kind of information and the perspective which they give you about businesses across domains is invaluable. And you know what's invaluable for me is your engagement, your like, your comment, your share, your subscribe. Everything is super, super valuable for me. So make sure that you do all of it and just share this episode with one person who can be benefited from this episode the most. Because you don't know that one idea can take you from 0 to 10 or maybe 10 to 100 or 100 to 1000 or a million. One idea can actually change your life. It can be spark to your billion-dollar journey as well. So please share this with your friends, your family members, your strangers, in fact, your enemies as well. Let's help this country grow together by sharing the right information, the right education, and the right perspectives with the people who have the power to change the nation.